News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There could be a golden dome in America's future. That's a name President Trump has attached to an ambitious project. It's a cutting-edge missile defense system designed to shield the entire continental U.S. from aerial attack.
This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years. Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world, and even if they are launched from space.
The estimated cost, $175 billion. The president's so-called big, beautiful bill nearing a vote in the House. In fact, a vote could come as soon as today. House Speaker Mike Johnson's been working to round up Republican votes to get that bill across the finish line.
Johnson has been in countless conversations with the two groups of lawmakers who, as recently as Tuesday morning, were still threatening to sink the package. But an 11-hour offer to the SALT caucus stirred a new openness in those moderates to support the bill if the math adds up to their liking. And several of the conservative spending hawks had also softened their opposition by Tuesday afternoon. Johnson said that progress puts the House on track to pass a rule governing the bill on Wednesday and the final vote no later than Thursday. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Five of the 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail last Friday have been recaptured. Meanwhile, a jail maintenance worker is under arrest, accused of helping the inmates make good their escape. A Massachusetts federal judge ordering U.S. officials to retain custody and control of a dozen migrants allegedly deported to South Sudan. Judge Brian Murphy has yet to rule on whether such deportations violate court orders. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 315 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good Wednesday morning, hump day morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Had a little rain earlier this morning, so some of the roadways might be a little bit damp, so we need to be prepared for that. I just spotted what appears to be a problem as we're coming out of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Not sure at this point what it is, but they're having a problem out of the right tube down around the ramp for Key Highway. And I'm trying to get a look down in that area right now to see if I can see what it is. But in the meantime, the right tube at the Fort Mac is definitely slowing, coming down to the south end. It looks like there might be an incident right before the Key Highway ramp. I see a truck on the side with the flashing lights on. So we'll keep an eye on that. Right now, the left tube would be the better bet southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a washout of a day ahead of us. Plan on rain pretty much all day with cool temperatures too. Cool and breezy with highs close to 60. Some showers will continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, we are moving toward a wet one today. Right now we're looking at around a son of a gun, the temperatures just all went down. We had around 54 degrees in Pikesville before the screen went blank. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and now the news continues, and we'll wait for those temperatures to repopulate, as the term goes. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has signed the state's 2026 budget into law as part of his final bill-signing ceremony of the year. The governor said the $67 billion spending plan addresses the state's $3 billion deficit, and the impact of federal funding cuts. Moore says the budget turns the inherited deficit into a surplus while keeping the rainy day fund 8% above the recommended levels. He says the budget makes more than $2 billion in cuts and establishes an income tax reform plan where 94% of Marylanders will either get a tax cut or see no changes to their income taxes. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the names of the parties involved in a deadly police-involved shooting in Dundalk. Baltimore County Police Officer Michael Brady shot 43-year-old Glenn Petty Jr. on Sunday evening, 8200 block of North Boundary Road. According to the preliminary investigation, officers responded to the report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode, and the four-year veteran officer shot Petty during an exchange of gunfire. Baltimore County Police investigating a deadly shooting in Halethorpe. Officers found 20-year-old Tyler Tunstall wounded near Hollins Ferry and Lansdowne Road May 14. He died 5 days later at the hospital. Police asking for tips and say a reward of up to $2,000 available through Metro Crime Stoppers. It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM Style on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a day off. I'm Sean Casey. Make it eight in a row. The Orioles lost their eighth game in a row. They fall the Brew Crew 5-2, clinching a series loss. The Orioles out-hit Milwaukee 8-7, but went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Jackson Holliday, Ramon Urias each picked up an RBI in the setback. Chase McDermott got the loss after allowing three runs in 4 2/3 innings of relief. Meanwhile, Orioles general manager Mike Elias weighing in on what led to his decision to fire Orioles manager Brendan Hyde. Elias says he consulted very heavily with Orioles ownership on firing Brendan Hyde and said they needed something new. The Nats open up their series against the Braves with a 5-3 win last night. NFL stars will be able to represent their nations the next Summer Olympics during the league's spring meeting in Minneapolis. Owners unanimously approved a proposal for players to participate in flag football at the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. Next up, the Tush Push. NBA Conference Finals underway. The West top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder topping the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-88. And the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL get underway. Panthers off to a terrific start, beating the Carolina Hurricanes 5-2. That's a look at Stein on Sports here on WCBM.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. No way.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, May the 21st, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, FedEx says it's ready to launch a new review of the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Megyn Kelly exposes fake Tapper. But our top story here today, Governor Moore signing the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland into law as yesterday officially signed the fiscal year 2026 budget bill into law. The $67 billion spending plan is actually 1% higher than the previous year's budget. How does that happen? If you've said you've cut the budget and you're getting spending under control.
New math.
You actually, yeah, really. It's Governor Moore math. Governor No Moore math, obviously. Despite the slight increase, lawmakers now are aiming to tackle the $3.3 billion deficit this session. Ultimately, to do that, $2 billion in cuts, $1.6 billion in new taxes and fees. But Governor Moore says this is not a partisan effort.
The decisions that we're making in this state do not fall neatly in partisan red or blue lines. We care more about solving problems than we do scoring points. And we know that the strategy is working.
Yeah, it's working so well, folks. New vending machine tax, 6% sales tax applied to all vending machine purchases. Vehicle excise tax increase raising from 6 to 6.8% on all new vehicle purchases. A plan to raise car registration fees will also be accelerated. Tire and emissions fees, now $5 per tire. Emissions fee goes from $14 to $30, and it was a wasted $14. Cannabis and sports betting tax increases have raised new tech tax. That's the 3% sales tax added to the many IT and data services, which will drive some IT companies completely out of the state of Maryland. New tax brackets for higher earners. But don't worry, Governor Moore says 94% of us are going to get a tax cut.
And actually ensured that we have an income tax reform plan that for 94% of Marylanders, they either got a tax cut or saw no changes.
Moore's promising only the wealthy will pay more. Boy, where have I heard that before? Middle and lower income earners projected to see between $300 and $173 in tax cuts. But look, when when they tell you you're going to get a tax cut, then you're watching close to 500 fees that have since day one.
What's
of the
difference?
From the
what's the difference?
That's going to be a negative there. The net effect of that is they're going to wipe out any tax cut they're going to give you with these nickel and dime usage fees, permit increases, all that. So again, this is just typical. You know, trying to speak out of both sides of his mouth.
Yeah. Now it's no longer going to be a tax; it's going to be a fee because that's way different. The impact on your wallet's completely different.
Yes.
If you call it a fee instead
of
a tax.
Well, you know, when you pull that wallet out, you have that little part that says, you know, this part for taxes, this part for fees, this part's for part for permits.
And that's why they have three completely different kinds of currency.
Yeah.
So that you use the yellow bills for one, the red bills for the other, and the purple dollar bills for the third.
It's like Chuck Whitaker. He's got two wallets. He's got the wallet that he actually pays from and then the barter wallet.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Which he keeps, by the way, in his vest pocket because his arms are too short to reach anywhere
else. That's why they first called it a billfold. Because that's what Chuck did. The bill would come, he'd fold it in half and hand it off to somebody else.
613, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Yes, on the day after the president announces the Golden Dome, here he is, our very own Chuck Whitaker.
I thought he was talking about Sean.
I swear, he pointed right at me when he was looking at the diamond.
I know he did, and they were buffing your head because you were the role model.
Oh, maybe it was Notre Dame. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a gold dome, all right. Oh, I knew you when you had hair.
You did. That's true.
Come on now. Nobody has known that for a minute.
Yeah. That's how old I am.
Well, he has been around 56 years.
All right,
Chuck, what's happening?
We have what we thought was and what is now confirmed is a broken down tractor trailer, right lane coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, right lane of the right tube. So with that, it's only a single lane in that tunnel. So if you can pay the toll,
get over to the left-hand tunnel. You'll make a little better time. I hope they don't have to wait around to tow this thing away, because the last time we had one of these, it took more than an hour to get the wrecker in there and move this thing, and they can't just use a regular wrecker to get them out. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. In the meantime, there's a backup now for the traffic coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and I think we'll probably see some brake lights top of the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp, and we may actually start to back up even as far back as O'Donnell Street. So pay the toll if you can and get over into the left-hand tunnel. If you're in the right tube, just stay in the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, I should say, rain expected most of the day today. Heavy at times, breezy. And 60 showers continue overnight. And tomorrow, cloudy showers on and off as well in the mid-60s. So we're going to be cool and wet over the next several days. Right now, it is 57 with a chance of light rain in Columbia. 59 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem struggled in a Senate oversight hearing to define the term habeas corpus. Isn't that a character in Gladiator 2?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I thought. In a prison interview with Candace Owens, infamous Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein claims he still gives notes on movie scripts from behind bars. He's really interested in doing sequels to Shawshank Redemption and Escape from Alcatraz.
He can get that fat ass out of the window, I can tell you that.
She suggested Burbank of Alcatraz to get used to it.
New study out by the Environmental Working Group claims that 75% of sunscreen sold in the United States fail to offer effective protection from harmful solar rays. Your move, Secretary Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See what happens with the Maha there. Guess they went from SPF to WTF. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's all about money, folks. Conan O'Brien has been cast in Toy Story 5. He's going to play the villain, a freckled, howdy-doody-like character who hosts a kids' TV show.
Well, they got the right guy.
Yeah, the animators are creating the visuals right now for the character, and, well, their inspiration is Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
You look right at him. Concrete bust of the head of Jim Morrison, stolen from his gravesite 37 years ago, has finally been recovered. Why would someone steal that? I don't know. People are strange.
Mm-hmm. When you're a stranger.
Chuck got it. After the Trump administration pulled PBS's funding, Sesame Street will now be streaming on Netflix. Barney was hoping for the same fate, but they don't like Barney because he promotes sharing. And, of course, you can't share Netflix passwords.
That's right.
They get really upset when you do that. Vice President J.D. Vance met with Pope Leo XIV at the Vatican on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And guess what? 2 days later, the Pope is still alive.
It's amazing.
It is. Yeah, it's a miracle. One more and he'll be St. Leo. Who knows? He got so much grief after meeting Pope Francis, yes. Remember? And then the next day he passed away. Speaking of passed away, Norm has left the bar.
Afternoon, everybody. Norm! How you doing, Norm? What do you know? Not enough. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm.
Better give me a tall one in case I like it. Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm. How's life treating you, Norm?
I got just ran over its dog.
What's up, Norm?
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
What can I do for you, Norm?
Well, I am going to need something to kill time before my second beer. How about a first one?
You got it.
George Wendt, who played the character Norm on Cheers, passed away at 76. No word on the cause of death, but his family says he died peacefully in his sleep while at home. Mm-hmm. He played Norm on all 11 seasons of Cheers. And the role, apparently, said whenever he would walk into a bar, he never had to pay for a drink the rest of his life.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Everybody always sent him a beer.
Yeah.
And somebody asked him yesterday, was that real beer he was drinking? What did they think it was?
Yeah.
Well, you hesitate to ask.
No, it's like you're not supposed to be able to drink actually on television. In fact, there's a commercial out there right now with that. I think it's for Bud Light, starring Post Malone and somebody else. They count down to when they can drink and they have to fade to black. Whatever the case may be.
Right.
But George Wendt, great guy. One of my favorite characters he played was when he did the Bears. Remember they did the...
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes.
Da Bears.
Da Bears.
Da Bears. George Wendt was gone at the age of 76. U.S. News has released the 25-26 Best Places to Live rankings.
Okay.
And the best place in the country, Johns Creek, Georgia. Hmm. And then you look out of the top 10, four out of the top 10 are in Texas. two are in North Carolina. The closest to Maryland comes Ellicott City, number 13.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yeah, and Bethesda, number 21. But both are high rent districts, folks.
Big time.
Especially Bethesda.
Nope, yeah.
I think it's the most expensive place to live in Maryland. We did that story a while back. So,
quick update.
Yes, sir.
Right tube, everything's cleared now. Dr. Trailer got started, and he is gone.
Oh, yeah. That is
very good news.
All right. And did you want to confirm or deny the Bill Fold story?
I'm not even going to get into that, dude.
Good, because that means
my arms are regular length, Bruce.
Yeah, of course they are. No, of course they are, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Compared to some things on you that are not.
Okay. Yeah. On that note.
It's true. I'm the extra large.
Only going by things I've seen written at restaurants.
We move right along, folks. That's just a taste of what you get Friday, June 20th. Jimmy's Famous Seafood, the WCBM first ever annual crab feast, and we've added the chuck roast as an additional feature. You can get your tickets right now. Get them while they're hot, just like your crabs, at WCBM.com. All right, Chuck, see you at a couple, 6:20. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet Store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 6:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
All right. So we had the broken down tractor trailer south end of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Was there just long enough to back us up into the toll plaza and then back up to the top of the hill towards the Keith Avenue ramp. It has been removed. Things are getting better now. Bargaining new problems. We should clear out there. But in the meantime, 895 immediately gets the word that there was a problem in the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and we picked up the heavy volume there now for the traffic coming south from the Erdman Avenue ramp and through O'Donnell Street. Much more stop and go now at 895 southbound. The west side beltway buildups already there, not quite yet back to 795, but plan accordingly. Now brake lights from Liberty Road down to and crossing the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Rain expected most of the day today. Heavy at times, breezy at high near 60. Showers continue overnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Right now, the 13th best place to live in America. Ellicott City, Maryland, 57 chance of light rain, 56 and cloudy in Reisterstown. We're talking about Governor Moore signing the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland. Can't say it enough how difficult it is for average Marylanders to make ends meet on a daily and weekly basis. Retirees are being driven from the state. Businesses are also being told you're not welcome here with this 3% tax on data and IT services, etc. And guess whose fault it is? Well, Governor Moore made sure he placed the blame at the feet of Orange Man Bad.
This was not just about balancing a budget. It was about weathering two very distinct and individual storms. A financial crisis and a fiscal crisis and a new White House that is determined to attack our economy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's attacking the economy with a record surplus, $258 billion surplus based on the tariffs. That's attacking the economy. GDP numbers, every number, every index that I've seen so far, all the indices pointing to this is going to be
a good quarter and potentially a very good first.
Yes, indeed. And look, what he's talking about is that Maryland was foolish to base its entire economy on federal employees.
Yes.
That is the, again, the short-sightedness of the progressive Democrats here in the state of Maryland. Leaving out the Kerwin funding, the blueprint for the future, Bruce, how do you do that? I mean, that's the Leviathan that we're dealing with here, the red line to nowhere, the Climate Control Act of 2022, where you've declared war on fossil fuels, you've driven up energy prices, you don't have any of your own electric or energy generation in the state, you're importing 40% of it from other states, all because of your climate change nonsense. And it is nonsense.
Yeah. For me, I've been wondering what's going to happen when Washington, D.C. begins to move some of the departments out, because that has been a continuing conversation, and it is something that other conservatives are now taking up the cry as well. There's no sense of having every single federal department that deals with everything from agriculture to commerce all in Washington, D.C. And I think Donald Trump and many Republicans are now amenable to that idea. What's going to happen to Maryland's budget when that happens?
Yeah, what's
going to
happen?
When these employees aren't there anymore.
Yeah. What's going to happen then? And what's going to happen when these increased taxes and fees don't bring in the revenue that they're projected to,
right,
to produce? You're going to end up back in the red again next year. And then we might have, or might even have a special session later in the fall based on a number of things. And we'll see where this budget, the one big beautiful bill, ends up. In that regard, Maryland Freedom Caucus has issued a statement, quote, "Hold on to your wallets and car keys. Governor Moore's war on drivers continues with a barrage of new fees and taxes that punish working families for commuting to work, taking their children to school, or running errands. This is government greed disguised as infrastructure.
Yeah.
We should be cutting waste and reining in spending, not soaking the taxpayers for another billion-dollar binge," says the caucus. "Maryland does not have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem." End of quote. And we all know who the spenders are.
Yep.
They are progressive Democrats who, by the way, are more addicted to that than most crack addicts are to crack cocaine. And let's be bipartisan here. There are a bunch of lefty, center-left rhino Republicans that also are big government types.
Yep.
As well. So, but it's all Trump's fault. Trump inherited an absolute mess from the guy that we clearly know was not cognitively, he was cognitively impaired, and now maybe even physically impaired. We don't know who was running the country. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the debate and in the show. As it just shows that Democrats now prove that not only can they not manage finances and manage a state, they certainly are a threat to national security as well.
Yeah.
So you look at this, and of course, it's easy to blame President Trump because of coming in with DOGE. And again, the DOGE focus is waste, fraud, and abuse. This isn't just a lop-off government for government's sake. We do need a smaller government. And when you have a smaller government, you have, again, smaller expenses, a smaller budget, and you have less intrusiveness in our lives. But go figure. They're not interested in that. They want more, and they want to create more dependency. And that's why we have a 1% increase in the budget from last year to this year.
Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, I've always used them as my electrician, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the summer weather, it's going to be important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and, of course, air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call today, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. And remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. That's timkylecompany.com, K-Y-L-E. Winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It is 6:30. Time for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has signed the state's 2026 budget into law as part of his final bill signing ceremony of the year. The governor says the $67 billion spending plan addresses the state's $3 billion deficit and the impact of federal funding cuts. Moore says the budget turns the inherited deficit into a surplus while keeping the rainy day fund 8% above the recommended levels. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the names of the parties involved in a deadly police-involved shooting in Dundalk, Baltimore County. A Baltimore County police officer, Michael Brady, shot 43-year-old Glenn Petty Jr. on Sunday evening, 8200 block of North Boundary Road. According to the preliminary investigation, officers were responding to a report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode, and the four-year veteran officer shot Petty during an exchange of gunfire. Petty was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say they recovered a loaded gun at the scene. Baltimore County Police investigating a deadly shooting in Halethorpe. Officers found 20-year-old Tyler Tunstall wounded near Hollins Ferry and Lansdowne Road. That's on May 14. He died 5 days later at the hospital. Police are asking for tips and say a reward of up to $2,000 available through Metro Crime Stoppers. Baltimore City Fire Department will use cutting-edge technology to ensure faster and more precise emergency response during the Artscape Festival. An AI-enhanced system integrates geolocation with real-time emergency call routing within the event to pinpoint and prioritize incidents in all seven Artscape zones. Emergency calls originating from the zones will be automatically diverted away from the main 911 call and directed instead to the 911 operators to focus on citywide operations. 6:32 next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Lottery numbers in pick three was 832. Your pick four, 3868. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Howard County. Looking at it now, it's northbound 95. If you're coming up from Route 100 and under the bridge at Montgomery Road, it looks like the fire department is blocking the left side of the roadway. See traffic getting by to the right. It's right before you get to the ramp that would take you to the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway and before you get to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. So we're getting traffic by, and the wreck is northbound. There's not much of an impact right now southbound, but again, heads up if you're traveling north from 175
to Montgomery Road. When you get in that area, you'll stay to the right. We still have delays, and we may not recover for a while. We had that broken-down vehicle at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so 95 is slow. 895 took the hit, and right now 895 is backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. The Outer Loop West Side morning delay is already there, beginning at 795, working its way south towards Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pretty wet Wednesday ahead of us with soaking rain at times and high temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. Showers continue on and off tonight, too, with temperatures falling back into the cooler mid-50s. Thursday comes with more clouds and some on and off showers. Temperatures stay below average with highs in the mid and upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary Stein has the morning off. Stein on Sports, sponsored by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles rolled over last night for the eighth time in a row, falling to the Brewers 5-2, which clinches the series loss. They actually out-hit Milwaukee 8-7, but left a bunch of guys on base. 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Jackson Holliday, Ramon Urias each picking up an RBI in the loss. Chase McDermott also tagged with the loss after allowing 3 runs in 4 and 2/3 innings of relief. The Birds now drop to 15-32, 17 games under 500, 13 games behind. They'll play this afternoon, early game, 12 p.m., with the Brewers to close out the series before heading to Fenway and to face the Boston Red Sox. Meanwhile, Orioles general manager Mike Elias saying that he consulted very heavily with Orioles ownership before making the decision to fire Brandon Hyde. He said it was time to try something new, and the team he felt was severely underperforming. That might be the understatement of the year. Nats opened their series against the Braves with a 5-3 win yesterday. In the NFL owners meeting in Minneapolis, they have approved unanimously a proposal for players to participate in flag football at the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. The question there is, there's only, like, I think, 5 or 6 players on the field. And so, which players? You don't need the big guys anymore. It's just all going to be skill position as far as running backs, quarterbacks, wide receivers, etc. They're also going to take a look at the Philadelphia brotherly shove, a.k.a. the tush push, as to whether or not that will be banned this coming season. NBA Conference Finals underway. The West top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder defeating the Timberwolves 114-88 in Game 1 of the best-of-7 series. Meanwhile, in the NHL, the Panthers off to a terrific start as they wiped out the Hurricanes 5-2 in Game 1 in Raleigh last night. Carter Verhaeghe opened the scoring early in the first period as Carolina now hopes to bounce back and is host Game 2 of the best-of-7 series, and that will take place tomorrow. Again, Caitlin Clark continues to draw more eyes towards women's basketball. Last Saturday's season opener between the Indiana Fever and Chicago Sky drew an average of 2.7 million viewers on ABC, making it the most watch WNBA regular season game in 25 years. The game peaked at a little over 3 million viewers, trailing only last year's All-Star game as the largest average attendance, or audience rather, for any event for the WNBA. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. Connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
638. I'm talking about Governor Moore's largest tax increase in the history of Maryland. James says, good morning, guys. People are leaving Maryland, as you've said, for a while. But not only will the exodus grow larger, but those who stay for now, how many will make major purchases in other states in order to avoid many of these taxes and fees? Not only will the state not see the expected revenue, but businesses will suffer from lost sales as well. A lose-lose situation for Maryland, for sure.
Well, sure. You head over to the Eastern Shore. It's not that hard to get to buy at any of the outlet stores in Delaware. If you head north, Christiana Mall is right across the border up in Delaware. If you head north to Pennsylvania, again, lots of places to shop in Shrewsbury. Same thing if you head south. I mean, any direction.
Yeah,
we're not
got,
Montana. We're not parked in the middle of Montana.
Yeah, Shrewsbury. You got outlets in Gettysburg.
Sure.
You have, again, in Delaware, you've got, the sales tax, no sales tax, duty-free shopping, and even in parts of West Virginia, which are close to Maryland, and Virginia, which is going to be less expensive. So we're surrounded by competition. And the last thing that any governor wants to do is give the competition an upper hand.
And of course, the one really special thing, if you head up to Delaware, in addition to Christiana Mall, you can stop at the Joe Biden rest stop.
Yes.
You know, or you can forget about it, which is
get yourself a memorial urinal kick.
Yeah, which would be kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, really, it's kind of a special event for all of us. Yesterday, Jake Tapper continued his Let Me Describe How Water Is Wet tour, which is, in essence, the content of the book. It's funny. The swamp media, I hate calling them the legacy media because I think the legacy is not very good. The swamp media continues this nonsense of, wow, we just discovered Joe Biden wasn't all there. Really? You guys should have tuned us in at any time during those 4 years. We could have helped you out with that one. Or, frankly, pretty much any other outlet that was telling you the truth. But Jake Tapper is out saying, I'm not a stooge, and I wasn't covering for the Biden administration. Gosh, I just somehow missed a detail or two.
I do not accept that I was part of a cover-up. I do not accept that I was just providing cover for Joe Biden. I think a lot of these clips are not fair. But what we uncovered after the election, what people were willing to tell us after the election, was so shocking that President Biden, not being able to come up with the name of his national security advisor in December 2022, is important information.
You didn't figure that out? It might have been a problem when he identified his sister as his wife? Seriously? I mean, it didn't become obvious that it wasn't his national security advisor he was having trouble with. It was pretty much anybody around him.
Well, even John Stewart was not buying it yesterday on the Daily Show. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the exact quote in front of me. But he basically said, you know how bad the cover-up was? It wasn't. Nobody believed it.
Yeah.
Nobody believed that Joe Biden was of sound mind. You could see it. You could hear it. You could watch it. Every day it unfolded, especially in the last 2 years, even though I think the first year was questionable. Yeah. From year two through year four, it was clear to everyone that listened or watched this president, he was not of sound mind. And then that begs the question, who was actually running the country?
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you, Democrats should not ever be trusted with national security, because if they were keeping this from us...
Who was operating the autopen?
Yeah, who was operating that? And we'll tell you what President Trump said about that coming up in the MAGA update.
By the way, do me a favor, Kristen, could you please load the John Stewart cut? Because I do actually we have a brief John Stewart cut to play. We'll get to that in a minute. But Jake Tapper was actually on Megyn Kelly's podcast. And you got to give Megyn Kelly credit for not taking any of the soft soap that Tapper was selling. Which cut do we have available? We have the Megyn Kelly cut available. Let's grab that one first.
You ignored the freeze-up that he had at the Juneteenth celebration. You ignored what happened at the G7 when he wandered off and Giorgia Meloni, Prime Minister of Italy, had to go find him. You ignored the freeze-up at the George Clooney L.A. fundraiser. You didn't cover it. You only covered it after the debate, after George Clooney wrote his op-ed. Jake, nobody made you do that. There was your network at every turn was telling us those were, quote, cheap fakes. And you were not combating that narrative. You were CNN was actively misleading us on what our very eyes were showing us. That's the truth. That's the record.
Yeah. In other words, you were a stooge, period. 6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. We'll see if we can grab that John Stewart cut for you coming up in a minute or two. First, let's grab Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The delay coming up 95 out of Howard County up towards the Baltimore County line is with a wreck northbound. It's right before you would take the ramp to 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's in the left through lane. The medic unit is still there. We can see the fire department there as well. So the backup is back to the bridge at Montgomery Road. May stretch back towards 175. So that's a big delay coming north on 95, which is normally in the morning not too bad. Southbound is really no impact at all coming down from the Baltimore County line. But that's a big delay northbound. You'll stay to the right side of the roadway. There's a report, I haven't seen it yet, of a broken down vehicle on the inner loop around Security Boulevard. The outer loop was already slow in the area anyway from 795, and that's the normal ride. Some problems earlier still keeping us slow. Very heavy traffic early again today, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Fox 45 with the Weather Authority forecast. Rain expected most of the day. Heavy at times, breezy, and a high near 60. Expect rain the next hour, 58 in Baltimore, 58 in Dundalk. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Son, pull the hammer back. Smokey's coming at you in a plain white wrapper.
Hold on to your buns, because you're going to need to catch up with Oscar Mayer's outrageous Wienermobile. The Indy 500 is this coming Monday, and the Weenie 500 is taking place at the legendary Indianapolis Motor Speedway Friday, May 23rd.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your Wieners! Today, the rubber hits the bun as Oscar Mayer's legendary Wienermobile fleet relishes the chance to catch up with speed. No buns left behind. It's high-octane history in the making. So buckle up, hold your mustard, and get ready for a franktastic ride.
All right, the Weenie 500. I think Chuck would be a perfect candidate for that.
He spends
most of the morning sitting on his buns, weaving in and out of traffic.
Yeah.
Why not? Folks, it'll be the first meetup in over a decade. The Weenie 500 will mark.
I always wanted to drive.
All six Wienermobiles were going to compete.
I always wanted to drive. By the way, Mr. Note, all the races Sunday.
Sunday, I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. Mr. Note, even more low.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Indy 500 is Sunday.
It is Friday. Yeah. It is Sunday, you're right.
Yes.
Sunday, beautiful. Oh,
but the Weenie 500, the Weenie 500 is Friday.
Yeah.
And you can actually bet on it. You can head over to DraftKings.com, Weenie 500, to enter the free-to-play pool. And those who rack up the most points can win a share of the total cash prize of $10,000. How about that?
All right.
You're not interested in that, Chuck?
No. Nah.
You don't want to be in the Wiener circle?
No. Wow.
I saw one when I was a kid.
Wow.
I always wanted to drive that. I thought that'd be a fun thing to drive around. You know, I go on Hemmings Motor News all the time because they have great older cars for sale. But I've never seen any Wienermobile for sale.
Yeah. Why don't you just put your roof down and stand up? Do the same thing.
It's going to be so much fun when he's in town. I'm just holding fire.
Oh, you're holding your fire. You're keeping your powder dry, are you?
I'm just, this is just a little sampler stuff we're giving you.
Oh, okay. All right. You say so.
He keeps his powder dry because Vivian powders him every morning before he comes to work.
Wow. He brings out the big guns already.
He is.
See, the problem with having a huge artillery barrage well before the battle is you're out of shells by the time the battle happens.
You've got to be kidding. I've been stocking this crap up for 50 years.
If you're stressed,
more stuff than they had at Fort McHenry.
If you're feeling stressed out, new science out saying that a slice of pizza might be the perfect thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The secret to de-stressing might be just a slice away because of the cheesy goodness known as pizza may hold the key to calming your nerves and lifting your spirits. So how about that?
I like that.
You like? Yeah. Chuck, you're an expert at lifting spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just 5 minutes from now, as a matter of fact.
That's right. What do you mean 5 minutes from now? It started around 5 o'clock this morning.
Spends most of the day doing 12-ounce curls.
with a couple of brown bags.
Look at my right arm. It looks like Popeye.
First time in Shake Shack history, pickles are breaking out of the burger and getting their own spotlight. Starting this week, fried pickles are officially on the menu, but for a limited time only. So okay. If you like the fried pickle craze, you can get them at Shake Shack now. And finally, Corona has launched a new super citrusy new sun brew that's perfect for summer. A little lighter than the Corona Extra.
How are you getting lighter than Corona? Honest to God.
Well, the extra is a
double the water.
Right, the extra is a full-bodied beer, and then they have Corona Light, then they have Corona Premium, but now there's Corona Sun Brew, a little more citrusy.
I think it does like a thing.
Okay. All right, so Chuck's already got a case lined up yes. on the back of his golf cart.
A couple of things.
Yes, sir.
All the lanes are open. 95, the wreck is now cleared before 8:95, and now I just looked at the radar. Rain is moving up from the south and west in towards the city.
Chuck, if you were driving the Wienermobile, which end would you know to drive? I mean, it's the same at both ends, isn't it?
I really haven't paid that much attention to it, but
You haven't.
Bruce, you're stepping in. You really are.
All right.
You're going to have to come dressed like a knight on that night.
The Knights of Neek.
Wait a minute, I'm supposed to bring Joe Knight? I think he's not with us.
No, you'll be one of the three restless knights.
That's right. Knights of the Spinning Round Table. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. More here on the fake tapper incident and the Megyn Kelly interview.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here is the John Stewart. Okay, you were saying that John Stewart took a shot at Tapper. Here's one of the briefer and arable comments from John Stewart.
Don't news people have to tell you what they know when they find it out? Isn't that the difference between news and a secret? Breaking news! In a week!
Or in Tapper's case, in 4 years.
But it wasn't just Tapper. It was it was everybody.
Oh, everybody, yeah.
It was the state-run Alphabet drive-by media. It was CNN. It was the propaganda wing of the Democrat Party, MSDNC. It was all of them. And it was not just the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, there was the cover-up of the cognitive impairment, the physical issues that were going on with Joe Biden. It just proves, once again, Democrats should never, ever be entrusted with national security again.
And the problem is, how do you suss out when the Democrats are misbehaving or not? You can't, because the swamp media will cover for them, because they are one and the same.
Yeah, exactly. 6:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM, we are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean, I came across a story. A new hotel down in D.C. called the Viceroy D.C. It's in Logan Circle. And a guy, his name was Gary Leff, he had this piece on staying there. He thought it was a really nice hotel, new hotel. It's kind of his job to try it out and see what it's like. So he went, and he all these compliments about the hotel room. And then he said, at around 4:30 in the morning, he heard a banging on his door, and he looked out the little peephole. It's a naked woman. It was on his lovely suite She's walking up and down the hall, naked, and knocking everybody's doors. And then, I guess because she wasn't getting enough attention, being naked, walking up and down the halls, which, by the way, have cameras in them to record all this, she pulled the fire alarm. Which is the way you like to wake up in a luxury hotel.
Yeah.
As to a fire alarm and a naked woman.
You know, maybe she was sleepwalking.
It could be. It could be also she had that bad experience with Chuck in her youth and it was coming back to haunt her again. You know, I think probably an ex-wife. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
You just opened yourself up on that one.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. I pity the fool that even started that. Nobody wants to go there, did we, Bruce?
No, we don't, actually, Chuck. No. Okay. You're right, come to think of it.
Let's just take that off the table. We'll make a peace offering.
Yes, exactly.
I'll bury the hatchet right in the back of your head. We'll be fine.
Yep.
There is a new problem, southbound 95, right before you get to 395, and this appears to be another broken-down vehicle. Might be a wreck. There's a number of equipment pieces here. Just pulled up State Highway and a wrecker, a couple other things. Southbound 95, after you come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and before you get to 395, it's actually where the ramp from Hanover Street and Key Highway come on to 95 southbound. So that's the reason for it. Stay to the center and the left-hand side, starting to back us up again towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And we already had delays as you're moving southbound anyway. Delays on the Beltway now, not too bad at Hartford Road or at Park Heights Avenue, but definitely slow from 795 to Frederick Road and 95 north in Howard County. Still slow, but the wreck is pretty much gone. Northbound after the bridge at Montgomery Road and before you get up to the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Here's your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday. Rain expected most of the day. Heavy at times, breezy 60. Showers continue overnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy showers on and off. Mid-60s for the high there. Right now, light rain in the next hour, 59 in Edgewater, 58 in Middle River. Yesterday, during the right before the announcement of the Golden Dome missile defense system, we'll get to that in the MAG update, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth announced a full investigation into Chairman Joe's failed 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal, which caused the death of 13 U.S. service members and 170 civilians at Kabulzai International Airport. Again, it was August 26, 2021. I think that was the beginning of the end for Joe Biden, because it was right after that his approval numbers plummeted precipitously. Biden left the country in the hands of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Al-Qaeda terrorists. Billions of dollars of our military equipment was left in their hands, which, by the way, President Trump wants to claw back now from the Taliban. $85 billion worth it of military equipment there. And so what we're having now, and by the way, Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews, a U.S. Marine Corps sniper who served there on that day during the surrender to the Taliban forces, later testified before Congress. He was denied permission, remember, to shoot the suicide bomber in Afghanistan? So Hegseth released a memo yesterday saying, quote, the Department of Defense has an obligation, both the American people and the warfighters who sacrificed their youth in Afghanistan, to get to the facts. And he says that the incident has been under review for 3 months, and a comprehensive review is necessary. The goal of the review is to ensure accountability to the American people and the warfighters of our great nation. Great memo, by the way. You should read it, all of it, its entirety. It's over at the Gateway Pundit today. But here's my take on this. I agree wholeheartedly, 100% with Hegseth. New review. Don't trust what was handed to you by the Biden DOD, by the Biden generals. Why aren't Cash Patel and Dan Bongino doing that at the FBI?
Precisely.
Why are they trusting any of the Biden FBI documents or conclusions after they weaponized the entire FBI and the DOJ? With all due respect, look, Cash Patel wrote a book, Government Gangsters. You can't trust them. And Dan Bongino has changed his tune from when he was on his podcast going after all of this stuff.
And now all of a sudden he's gone soft? Unless, I don't know. I don't want to speculate. But I think that if you can't depend on Cash Patel and Dan Bongino to get to the truth, then something is seriously wrong here. They should all both be starting new reviews on the Epstein death.
Go to Ground Zero and build your own evidence trail.
On the J6 incidents, including the pipe bomb, and on the assassination attempts as well.
5-second comment. It seems to me one of the things you learn when doing research papers in college or in graduate school is you go to the original sources. Yep. And it strikes me Cash Patel and Bongino have not done that. They've gone to a review of the original sources. Go to the original sources and go from there.
What's up, Tim Kyle? Electric now branching out to HVAC as well. Of course, if you want or need electrical work inside or out or landscaping, Tim Kyle more than happy to do that. They'll bring that same commitment to excellence and dedication to service as they have done for all these years, making them one of the most coveted electricians in the area. And now they also come out and check out your HVAC system as well, especially as we head to I guarantee you the warmer weather is coming. It's just not going to be this week. But make sure your AC is operating when you turn it on. You want it to cool, and while it's cooling, you want to be able to have it cool efficiently so it's not costing you an arm and a leg. They'll come out, check your filter, check your coolant levels, check everything that you need to check to make sure your AC is working fine. Give them a call, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tell them I told you to call. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They worked into the wee hours of the morning. House lawmakers working on President Trump's big, beautiful bill that would, among other things, extend the 2017 tax cuts. A vote on the bill could come as early as tonight. Yesterday, the president paid a visit to Capitol Hill, hoping to convince GOP skeptics to support the bill that would also include $25 billion for a missile defense system that Mr. Trump calls the Golden Dome. Asked whether the Pentagon brass is on board.
Well, let me put it differently. I suggested it, and they all said, we love the idea, sir. The way it's got to be, right? But they want it, and they wanted it badly once it was suggested. I don't know if they ever thought they would be lucky enough to have it, but we were able to get it done, and we have all the funding, so pretty much tucked away. I think most people feel it's very important to have.
Mr. Trump says it would protect the entire continental U.S. from aerial attack. And the Senate's voted to eliminate federal taxes on tips, a Trump campaign promise.
Democrat Senator Jackie Rosen of Nevada brought the bill to the floor with the expectation that it would be blocked. But Texas Republican Ted Cruz declined to. It passed via unanimous consent. Cruz noted in his floor remarks in support of Rosen's unanimous consent request that Nevada's senators relayed that roughly 25% of Nevada's workers rely on tips. Rosen said that the Silver State has more tipped workers per capita than any other. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
5 down, 5 to go. 5 of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail last Friday have now been recaptured. A jail maintenance worker accused of helping them escape. More powerful storms overnight, this time slamming parts of the southeast. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 428 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 154 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
703 Talk Radio 680 WCBM midweek. It's Wednesday. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And again, some rain coming up from the south and west, overspreading the area now. So once again, we'll be in store for that for a while. It looks like mostly light rain. There was a broken down vehicle in the right lane on 95 southbound before 395. Just in the last couple of minutes, they got the vehicle pulled out of there. Right lane is open again. We're still looking at very heavy traffic south from the Fort McHenry Tunnel and down through that area at Camden Yards, but at least we are on the move once again. So we'll have delays on 95 trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 gets that word. 895 again is backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a washout of a day ahead of us. Plan on rain pretty much all day with cool temperatures too. Cool and breezy with highs close to 60. Some showers will continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now we're taking a look at 56 degrees in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, a little bit warmer at 58 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Baltimore City Fire Department will use cutting-edge technology to ensure faster and more precise emergency response during the Artscape Festival. The AI-enhanced system integrates geolocation with real-time emergency call routing within the event to pinpoint and prioritize incidents in all seven Artscape zones. Emergency calls originating from one of the zones will be automatically diverted away from the main 911 call center and directed to dedicated dispatchers at the festival. And now that allows the 911 operators to focus on citywide operations. The new system will be active throughout the Artscape Festival and during other major events in the cities. Baltimore City has released more information on the impact and damage caused by Friday's EF1 tornado. Tornado touched down in Federal Hill Park around 5:50 p.m., traveled east toward the Patapsco before crossing south into Canton, where it caused tree damage. The tornado continued to the shops at Canton Crossing, where it damaged the roof of the Merritt Athletic Club. A tornado then shifted to the southeast, crossing I-95 and I-895, damaging warehouses at the Hollibert Industrial Park and overturning two trucks at the Amazon facility. Out of the seven commercial properties surveyed, two sustained affected level damage, two had minor damage, and three suffered major damage. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowe. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary Stein has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey. Stein on Sports, brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Well, it's been four straight losses since the Orioles fired their manager, Brandon Hyde. Of course, they've lost eight games in a row now, falling to the Brewers 5-2, clinching a series loss. The Orioles out-hit the Brew Crew 8-7, but went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Jackson Holliday, Ramon Urias, each picked up an RBI in the loss. Chase McDermott gets tagged with the loss after allowing three runs in 4 2/3 innings of relief. 17 under 500, 13 games back. Here is a tale of just how frustrating it has been for Oriole hitters. It's not just the pitching, it's the defense, and the hitters struck out 13 times in the 5-2 loss. Meanwhile, Orioles general manager Mike Elias, breaking the silence on firing the manager Brandon Hyde saying, quote, there come times when the go-forward look at things involving a different voice in the head coaching change to receive that voice. Ultimately, stretching back in early last summer, this is a team that we feel has been collectively and individually underperforming to its talent level. We wanted something new in order to hopefully restore them to the level of playing that we expect of ourselves. Well, so far, that has not made a difference. Nats open up their series against the Braves with a 5-3 win. NBA playoffs last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder in game one, topping the Minnesota T-Wolves 114-88. Panthers off to a terrific start in the NHL Eastern Conference Finals. They dispatched the Hurricanes 5-2 in game one in Raleigh. Tonight in the Western Conference, Dallas Stars taking on the Edmonton Oilers. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust. Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
As we speak, lawmakers debating the one big beautiful bill. We'll get you caught up to date on the latest on that. It's hour number two here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Democrats continue to react to the Biden cancer story, and the timeline is way off on this thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Marco Rubio. I think we're going to start calling him Wolverine after he,
boy, it was great.
After he shredded a couple of Democrat senators, including Senator Margarita yesterday. But our top story is Kristi Noem getting grilled on the Hill.
One of the things that I've enjoyed most about this administration so far is the unwillingness of cabinet-level individuals to go in front of Congress and let Congress bully them. Or sit there silently, or sit and say, well, just which is too often what happens when you put somebody who's a perfectly nice business person or perfectly nice something else into one of these jobs. Instead, Donald Trump has surrounded himself with individuals who will stand their ground when they know they're right and will not be pushed around. And now you're going to be talking about Marco Rubio in a couple of minutes. Another individual up on the Hill yesterday was Kristi Noem. Now, we know the backstory on this. Backstory is that during these deportations, there have been a handful, literally a handful of individuals, moms with kids, where the mom was being deported and the mom chose to take their little child with them. This is a family decision. This is not a government decision. This is a family decision. Got it? Well, apparently that's a memo that Elise Slotkin missed.
We have not deported any U.S. citizens.
Detained?
Or people get interviewed. If they get interviewed and they go through that process and if we find that they're U.S. citizens or legal immigrants, they stay in the United States.
Yeah, they stay in the United States. And then Slotkin said, well, that's not good enough. I have to probe some more because this is a big story. I'm going to make my name. I'm going to make my bones on this story.
Have any American citizens, including children, been deported during your time in office?
We have children that mothers have chosen to keep with them. So those,
by my count, you have 10 American citizens, including children with cancer, who have been deported out of the country. I understand you're saying it's their choice,
but
it's hard to imagine a small child having a choice.
Yeah, the small child, they don't have a choice. It's not their choice. Well, at least then whose choice should it be? Would that not be the logical question? If you're saying it's not the choice of the mom to have her child with her, whose choice should it be? Is she proposing that the federal government say, we're deporting you, but gosh, we're going to hold on to the child even though you want to take the child with you because somehow we think we can do it better than you? I mean, is that the kind of world in which, I guess, the Democrats would like to live?
I just wish that Kristi Noem would have used that opportunity to say, how dare you speak about the fate of children when you and your Democrat regime lost over 500,000 of them to drug cartels, sex trafficking, and human trafficking.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I'd have turned it right around on her.
Noem then went on with Slotkin saying, you know what? You're a scary person. We'll get to how scary Kristi Noem is, at least according to Lee Slotkin, coming up. I look at her and I don't see scary. What I see is a woman who spends a lot of time on her hair. But that's about it. It's a 713 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Another guy who spends just an inordinate amount of time on self-grooming because he likes the way he looks. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Thank you, sweetie pie. Southbound BW Parkway, new wreck right here at the ramp at Route 100, not only affecting the parkway, it's also affecting the ramp from 100. They have to kind of squeeze out and then merge into the lane that is now open on the parkway, which is the left-hand lane. Injuries involved. There is a wrecker there now. There was a medic unit there. We've seen all kind of activity already, so big backup on the parkway coming down from the bridge at Hanover Road, and then there also is that delay coming on from the ramp at Route 100. There may be a new problem now. Report of an accident, JFX southbound and Northern Parkway. Anytime we get any light rain, potential delay there, so we'll be checking on that. Beltway is already slow on the west side, filling in on the Parkville side, and delays from earlier problems still there. They're going to be around a while. Heavy traffic south with big delays at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Rain expected most of the day. Heavy at times, breezy, and 60. Right now it is rainy. 58 in the Glen Burnie, 58 in rain in Stevensville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yesterday, President Trump liberated Mike Johnson from his duties. And Mike Johnson has failed to deliver the Trump One Big Beautiful Bill or an agenda yet to the president. I would remind you that Nancy Pelosi got the Infrastructure Reduction Act, the Green Raw Deal as we know it, in the first 100 days. Here we are at day 122 of the Golden Age of America. And Trump's got to go over there. Normally, a president goes in to close the deal.
No. Yep.
But that's not what happened yesterday. He had to go and speak behind closed doors and try to tell the Republicans, look, get your act together. And reporters then were asking, Tom Massey, blah, blah, blah. And this is, they're calling the fiscal hawks, and they want more cuts to the Medicaid or requirements of the Medicaid system. Of course, the liberal Republicans like Mike Lawler of New York, they want the SALT deduction cap raised from $10,000 all the way up to $80,000. Why would we want to pull Kathy Hochul, J.B. Pritzker, or Gavin Newsom's fat out of the fire? That is just idiocy to me. But anyway, here's what Trump said on Capitol Hill yesterday.
What do you think on the fiscal hawks who run the
land? I'm a fiscal hawk. I'm a bigger fiscal hawk. There's nobody like me as a fiscal hawk.
Thomas Massey said it has more deficit than Biden did, and this bill kind of...
Because we have to fix the country.
Do you think that Thomas Massey is correct in saying that this is adding Biden most?
No, I don't think Thomas Massey understands government. I think he's a grandstander, frankly. He'll probably vote. We don't even talk to him much. I think he should be voted out of office. And I just don't think he understands government. If you ask him a couple of questions, he never gives you an answer. He just says, I'm a no. He thinks he's going to get publicity. And you have that. You have that. They've got some, too. Go ahead.
Mr. President.
Yeah, man. So Thomas Massey now introduced a bill, the elimination of the taxes on Social Security. In the House yesterday, a separate bill. You know, they did it over in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
It was Jackie Rosen, the Nevada Democrat, and Ted Cruz wrote up the bill. It passed on unanimous vote.
Yeah.
So that's, strike while the iron is hot. You can pull this. What they have in the bill now is not what President Trump promised. It's a $4,000 deduction on your taxes if you're a senior on your Social Security. But that's not what he promised. He promised no taxes on Social Security whatsoever. So we'll see what happens over there. Congressman Andy Harris, chairman of the Freedom Caucus in the House, was asked by reporters, what did the president say behind closed doors?
Do you feel like the president moved the needle?
The president, I don't think, convinced enough people that the bill is adequate the way it is. Look, the president called for eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid, and we have not eliminated waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid this bill.
Yeah, well, that's the mantra. Eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid and every other federal program and federal agency, and you're going to be on safe ground there. As to the charges of New Jersey Representative LaMonica McIver, she's the one that body slammed and gave forearm shivers to ICE agents in up in Jersey, in Newark. The president said those days are over.
Now give me a break. Did you see her? She was out of control.
Did you admit
that? Those days are over. The days of woke. The days of woke. No, I didn't. The days of woke are over. That woman, I have no idea who she is. That woman was out of control. She was shoving federal agents. She was out of control. The days of that crap are over in this country. We're going to have law and order.
Let's hope so. Let's hope they get the message over at the FBI with Cash and Deputy Dan. All right? President Trump says people who control Joe Biden's auto pen committed treason. And he's calling for severe consequences. And a massive post on Truth Social, so you should read it. But that really is, you're putting the country in great jeopardy.
Yeah.
Joe Biden was in jeopardy physically, mentally. He should have been removed via 25th Amendment. As bad as Kamala Harris is, he was not of sound mind. And anybody operating that auto pen on his behalf ought to be charged, no doubt. Rick Grinnell, he has found some problems at the Kennedy Center, and he details what they are.
Our great new CFO went through the 24 and 25 budgets of the Kennedy Center and found $26 million in phantom revenue, fake revenue. It's criminal. We're going to refer this to the U.S. Attorney's Office here. We're lucky enough to have the Attorney General on the board of the Kennedy Center who heard all the details today. She heard the details. And this is unacceptable in America, to have a fake revenue of $26 million fraud on previous donors.
Yeah, well, I'm confused about something. That is, what would the use of reporting that much fake revenue be? I mean, why would they do that?
We don't know what the scheme is yet, unless it's to get more funding
or to show how good they are. I mean,
don't know, or whether there were kickbacks involved, or again, we don't know whether they were trying to cover something up. By the way, the Orioles' current owner was on the Kennedy Center board at the time of this fake revenue. I wonder if he could shed any light on that. U.S. government reports historic $258 billion surplus boosted by tariff revenues. By the way, President Trump will deliver the commencement address at West Point. Vice President Vance will do that at the Naval Academy in Annapolis. And that's the way it went down, day 122 of the Golden Age in America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way, because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Hey, listen, don't miss out on something. If you've used the Rescue products before, as I have, you know how good they are. Well, don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale. It's going on at Rescue Natural Supplements, going on right now, as a matter of fact. Prices rising across the country, but Rescue is rolling back their prices to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, or buy three bottles. bottles and get two free memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save more on rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s or cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a rescue product consultant or shop online, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, a 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial Day sale is going on right now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Good morning, it's 7:23. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There had been some debris and a temporary slowdown on the Bay Bridge westbound. It's still there coming in from Route 8, but they've gone back to all green now. All three of the green arrows are out, so whatever that debris was has been picked up. Left us with a backup there and a speed reduction, but on the move once again from that point and then heading over eventually towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, and right now the lane in that area are clear, so the slowdown and eventually all this heavy traffic will be in that area, and right now it doesn't look like they're getting any rain at that particular point for the traffic through Annapolis. The morning buildup, not quite there yet, but just beginning on I-97 southbound. The incident earlier on the BWT Parkway southbound at Route 100 just in the last 3-4 minutes cleared the roadway, still backed up, but on the move once again southbound. That should start to clear out pretty quickly with all the lanes open. Had a broken down vehicle, never saw it because the camera at Dogwood Road is out. It was on the inner loop near Security Boulevard. It has backed up the inner loop back beyond the ramp at Route 40, the outer loop with a normal delay. There's a report of an accident. We tell you all the time, we used to have cameras on the JFX at Northern Parkway and at North Avenue. They haven't worked for the last 5 years. There's a report of a wreck southbound at Northern Parkway and a new wreck in the city with injuries. Lockraven Boulevard, Cold Spring Lane up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Have you worked in 5 years? Well, yeah. Chuck, that's even more than us.
Speak for yourself, yeah, exactly.
Speak for yourself, you know, good
stuff. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Rain expected most of the day, heavy at times, breezy and 60. Right now, rain and 56 in Bel Air, 58 in Glen Burnie.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More with Elise Slotkin and Christy Noem. Christy Noem, one of a couple of cabinet members up on the Hill yesterday. Slotkin trying desperately somehow to make it seem as if the Republicans and Donald Trump and Christy Noem are grabbing people off the streets, you know, who are PhD candidates that grew up in Kansas, and throwing them into a gulag somewhere in some third country, when the situation is actually that literally a handful, around 10 moms over the course of these deportations so far have said, I want my kid with me. But Slotkin would not let it rest.
I don't decide who gets status through a student program. The Department of State decides that, and we enforce it.
Oh, come on.
That's what our Department of Homeland Security does.
I just would offer that, I have no qualms with going after folks who are here illegally. That is not my concern. That was part of my job, is to prevent people from coming here illegally in a former life. My concern is you're sending a chill down the spine of America by going after people who either have legal status or American citizens.
Really? You're going after people because they're American. I mean, can you distort the situation any more? It's amazing. I mean, she's like a terrier with a sock. I mean, sorry, that sock is gone, folks. You might as well buy a new pair at the store because she is not going to let this one go.
While you say you're going after the most dangerous folks, what you're actually doing is going after folks for political reasons, right?
We're not deporting U.S. citizens, and we're not deporting people who have legal status here.
Ten Americans have been deported. No, darling. 10 moms say they want their kids with them. Period. I mean, it's difficult to get really simple concepts across to people on the political left because they have their mind made up. Don't confuse them with the facts.
Bill has just nailed Elise Slotkin saying, do you think she sees the irony in her statement that little children don't have a choice? Not just regarding the 500,000 missing kids, but the aborted million as well.
Yeah, precisely. Now, there is one woman out there who somehow has the impression that we, Sean, have been underestimating her. We've been thinking somehow that she doesn't have the brains God gave an avocado. Yes, I'm talking about the often underestimated Michelle Obama.
People line up for my advice, and you're walking away like I'm stupid. It's like I've written books.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, okay, that's nice. But actually, I've never thought that she wasn't bright. I think she's arrogant and self-centered, hates America, and has a past that might be interesting to examine sometime.
Well, yeah, just go back and read her thesis at Princeton.
Yeah.
That was one of the most racially, it was just filled with racial invective, and it was, you know, divisive, just like Joe Biden was during most of his
presidency. She put Jasmine Crockett to shame.
Yeah.
All right?
Exactly. She is Jasmine Crockett on steroids. And good thing she doesn't have any interest in running.
I've written books.
The Law Office of Michael Higgins. So does Jim Comey, by the way.
Yes.
Michael Friedman wanted me to tell you that, again, serious accidents resulting in serious injury do need serious legal representation. And please don't try this on your own. Many people look at, well, why should I pay an attorney a fee or a percentage of... Because you're not going to get that fee or percentage. If you try it on your own, it happens too frequently. It's sad because, you know, many clients eventually try this on their own and then they permanently damage their claim. And so they can't get any... Bring it to Michael. Michael, there's nothing I can do for you. You know, you've made this mistake, that mistake. So don't make that mistake from the get-go. Just pick up the phone. Call the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it for over 40 years. They're experienced. They're knowledgeable. And they're really good people, too. Michael and Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman. I trust them. My family trusts them. And our WCBM family as well. 410-363-6848. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com. 7:30, latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks. Sean, Baltimore City has released more information on the impact and damage caused by Friday's EF1 tornado. A tornado touched down at Federal Hill Park around 5:50 p.m., traveled east toward the Patapsco before crossing south into Canton, where it caused tree damage. The tornado continued onto the shops at Canton Crossing, where it damaged the roof of the Merritt Athletic Club. The tornado then shifted to the southeast, crossing I-95 and I-895, damaging warehouses at the Hollabird Industrial Park and overturning two trucks at the Amazon facility there. Out of the 7 commercial properties surveyed, 2 sustained affected level damage, 2 had minor damage, and 3 suffered major damage. It was quite a storm. Hundreds of people gathered for Tuesday night for a town hall on juvenile crime hosted by Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. City leaders fielded questions from those attending the meeting and discussed strategies to reduce youth crime. Bates told the audience that the juvenile system has to change so that it works properly. He said his office has seen 130 cases where juveniles committed an egregious offense, but detention was only recommended for 31 of them. Bates has released a plan to reduce youth violence that includes accountability, fairness, collaboration with city departments, and updated technology. And Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen and several colleagues have introduced the Doge Bros Act, defending our government's ethics, electronic data, bolstering responsible oversight, and safeguards act. Wow, how they work out these acronyms is amazing. To safeguard the personal information of all Americans, the senators say the legislation aims to hold Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency accountable for their continued efforts to improperly access and retain people's identifiable information, including names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, social security numbers, and financial information. 732 next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Pick 3 Lottery, 832, pick 4, 3868. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, you're slowing at Ruxton Road, and it's moving down here through the city county line. Looking at the camera here near Old Pimlico Road, it's moving through there. Again, we had a report there may be a wreck at Northern Parkway. Can't see it. No cameras in the area. No cameras working. Get this now. On the JFX, busy interstate from Northern Parkway all the way through downtown, there are no traffic cameras. There are speed cameras. What does that tell you? Okay, but either way, we're backed up on the JFX as you're coming south. City police with the wreck. Lock Raven Boulevard at Cold Spring Lane. All the normal delays on the Beltway. The interloop was slow. Apparently, there was a broken down vehicle on the interloop near Security Boulevard and I-70. So if you're coming up from Frederick Road, you're crossing Route 40. There's still some slowing through there. The wreck is still keeping us slow. The wreck is gone, and they've opened up the lanes on the BW Parkway southbound at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a pretty wet Wednesday ahead of us with soaking rain at times and high temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60. Showers continue on and off tonight, too, with temperatures falling back into the cooler mid-50s. Thursday comes with more clouds and some on and off showers. Temperatures stay below average with highs in the mid and upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and the sports brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, 8 straight losses, 4 since they fired manager Brandon Hyde. The Brew Crew deal another blow to the Birds. 5-2 loss last night. The Orioles did out-hit the Milwaukee Brewers 8-7, but left, of course, a bunch of runners in scoring position. They went 1-for-7 there. Jackson Holliday, Ramon Urias, each picking up an RBI. In that game, Chase McDermott gets tagged with a loss in relief. Now 17 under, 13 games behind. They'll finish out the series with the Brewers today at 12 o'clock before moving on to Boston. Meanwhile, 3 days after Mike Elias fired manager Brandon Hyde, the Orioles GM said the decision came after he consulted very heavily with Baltimore's ownership group, and it was made because Elias determined a new voice was necessary to lead a severely struggling roster. Quote, the decision to change a manager is a serious one. Once you arrive at that conclusion, it's best to do it for all parties' sake as soon as possible. That's a position where you require full-throated support and confidence from above, and to persist without that stance, it's not good. End of quote. Asked about his own status as the general manager, because he's the one that put together the roster, he said he was focused on getting the team better. Elsewhere, the NBA's conference finals are underway. The West's top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder topped the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-88, game one of the best-of-seven series. On the ice, Panthers over the Canes, game one of the Eastern Conference NHL Finals 5-2. Game two will be in Raleigh on Thursday. Game one of the Western Conference Finals tonight, Dallas taking on the talented Edmonton Oilers. NFL owners meeting. The NFL owners unanimously approved the flag football in 2028.
Okay.
And the Eagles players are downplaying the possibility of a tush-push ban. NFL executives will vote on that proposal during the Springling meeting today. Receiver A.J. Brown told the media it's only 1 yard, while the offensive lineman Jordan Mailata said he'll just have to do it with no push. We shall see if the owners ban the brotherly shove. And that's a look at Stein on sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCVM.com.
737 Talk Radio 680 WCVM. I got to check on something with you, Sean. Flag football. At the Olympics, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they say boxing is okay, karate is okay, Greco-Roman wrestling is okay. Well, why aren't they all like flag boxing, or flag karate? What's the point? Football's not football without physical contact.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a fair point. I just think I don't know why the NFL would even risk any injuries to any of their stars. But the NHL does it with Olympic hockey and Major League Baseball. Basketball does it during every 4 years or so.
They actually kind of play a variation of the real rules,
they do.
You know?
Well,
you don't go out and play flag hockey.
Right.
You know, sorry, no contact, guys. No checking against the boards. You pull a flag off the guy's waist. Yeah. I mean, really?
I think it's an athletic skill event, but it's not a sport.
No.
Shouldn't be a sport.
All right,
let's take a phone call here from Alice in Catonsville.
Morning, Alice.
Oh, good morning, fellas. How are you? It's
good.
A beautiful rainy morning, isn't it?
It's spectacular.
Yes.
So I was thinking, I know this is not exactly the same situation, and it may not be really applicable, but Elian Gonzalez comes to mind whenever these people are trying to defend people from being deported. I mean, here this child was ripped out of the arms of his loving family in Miami that wanted to keep him here. So they had no say. I know he wasn't a citizen. I know his father wanted him, quote unquote, back from the U.S. back into Cuba. But this is... I see it as a kind of like a being very hypocritical that these people are defending this thing on one hand and then, you know, not the same thing on the other.
No, it's Democrat cherry picking. You're absolutely right, Alice. It's like, in this particular case, Elian Gonzalez, out you go, back with your father to communist Cuba.
Right.
That is something that, and of course now, when a mother chooses to take her child, who's in the country illegally, wants to take her child with her, as mothers would be like to do, then now that offends the sensibilities of people like Elise Slotkin. Also, while ignoring the over 500,000 children that have gone missing during the Democrat regime in the last 4 years. So, go figure.
A lot of things don't set right here, Sean.
You're absolutely right. Thanks, Alice.
Horrible.
Appreciate the call. Always
Thank
a
you.
Pleasure. I don't know what happened to the old Marco Rubio, but I really like the new the new Marco Rubio. I'm calling him Wolverine after he tore Senator Van Hollen to shreds yesterday during a Senate hearing.
And I have to tell you directly and personally that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. I yield back.
May I respond?
You may, sir.
Well, first of all, your regret for voting for me confirms I'm doing a good job based on what I'm doing.
That's just a flippant statement, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond, Mr. Chairman?
You may.
I didn't ask.
Senator, please let the Secretary have
I'd be
the
happy
floor.
To, but then I can respond to his.
Your
response.
Time's up, Senator, and willfully used, I might add.
Well,
your remarks do not represent the view of this committee.
Well, Mr.
Secretary,
Chairman.
Please.
Well, I'd like to. I can't respond to everything he said because much of these are untrue, but I'll go through a few. First of all, I'm actually very proud of the work we've done with USAID. For example, I don't regret cutting $10 million for male circumcisions in Mozambique. I don't know how that makes us stronger and more prosperous as a nation.
I
don't regret
Sudan,
psychosocial
Mr.
support services.
I raised Sudan, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond,
Mr. Senator? Senator, I'd ask you to suspend. You had 7 straight minutes.
I chose
really
to use my time that way, Mr. Chairman. That's my right to
please
use
suspend
my time that
way. Secretary Rubio.
Well, I can go on. I mean, there's other things here. We spent $227,000 for Big Cat's YouTube channel from USAID. We spent $14 million for social cohesion in Mali, whatever the hell that means. So I can go on and on. I got the list here, and there's more. I didn't even bring the whole list. In the case of El Salvador, absolutely. Absolutely. We deported gang members. Gang members, including the one you had a margarita with. And that guy is a human trafficker, and that guy is a gangbanger, and the evidence is going to be clear. In the days to come, you're
going
to see who you went to the
Senator,
I'm sorry,
please,
Mr. Chairman. Secretary Rubio has the floor.
Mr. Chairman, he can't make unsubstantiated
comments
like that.
Secretary Rubio has the floor. You
Secretary
had your
Rubio
time.
Should take that testimony to the federal
Senator,
court of the United States because he hasn't done it under oath.
They got him. They got under Senator Margarita's skin. Then it got even better with Creepy Clown Kane of Virginia.
But I'm going to ask you, what so a well-justified fear of persecution?
Yeah, they thought that their farms were being burned down and they would be killed. I think that's a pretty good justification for wanting to come. They're afraid for their lives.
And should it be applied in an even-handed way? That's an easy
question. No, our foreign policy doesn't require even-handedness. It requires prioritizing the interests of the United States.
The statutory phrase says you are entitled to entrance as a refugee if you demonstrate a well-justified fear of persecution.
No, you're not entitled.
So can you have a different standard based upon the color of somebody's skin? Would that be
except well, I'm not the one arguing that. Apparently, you are because you don't like the fact that they're white.
I just asked you to
coming.
Say that that would be unfair.
Well, no, I would say that the United States
a very easy
the
thing.
The United
to
States
say.
Has a right to pick and choose who they allow into the United
even
States,
even based on the color of somebody's skin.
No one's. You're the one that's talking about the color of their skin, not me. These
you're
are people whose farms were being burned down and they were killed
even-handed.
Because of the color of their skin.
Well, I'm.
Wow.
Well, you've demonstrated enough because you think anyone should be allowed into this country for any reason because they met a certain
criteria. Who has said that?
We are going to prioritize people that come into our country on the basis of what's in the interest of this country. That's a small number of people that are coming
but
in that
said,
particular
you said
case.
This weekend that
but
there
in other
more.
Cases, it's harder to vet. In other cases, it's more difficult. And by the way, the United States admits people every year.
Wolverine to Rubio.
Yep. Wow.
Taking Senator Margarita, Chris Van Hollen, and Creepy Clown Kane to the woodshed. Loved it. Loved it. 743.
We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. We'll treat you nicer than Rubio treated Van Hollen, we promise. It's 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Should have said, one piece of meat.
Yeah, really? You did, I think, as many words.
Better stand your old ass up, because I'm going to take you downtown. You as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We had that debris on the Bay Bridge just for a little while. I was there long enough to back us up. All the backup now is gone, completely clear from Route 8 all the way over through Sandy Point. We're looking now at just a normal delay right here, I-97 southbound as you merge in at Route 32 and then after the bridge at 178. Looks to be a pretty good trip all the way down to the ramps at Route 50, so nothing major there. The broken down vehicle that was there is apparently in that construction zone, and the camera on the interloop north of I-70, which is there at Dogwood Road, has been out for several days. Still out, but we see the backup coming up from Route 40 from Frederick Road. Even now, maybe back to Wilkins Avenue. It's slow because of the broken down vehicle. Now, if it is there, it's in the construction area. Not much of a shoulder to get that vehicle off the roadway, so that's a problem. JFX has been slow from Ruxton Road towards the city-county line. Again, a report of an accident not confirmed. Southbound near Northern Parkway, no camera in that area as well. City police are still working on the wreck at Lock Raven Boulevard at Cold Spring Lane. Memorial Day weekend just around the corner. Get ready now for summer driving conditions. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant. You'll have it all done. You'll be safely down the road with the help of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for Hump Day. It is going to be rain most of the day today. Heavy at times, breezy, and 60 showers continue overnight. And the lows in the mid-50s. Right now, rain in 57 in Pasadena, 56 and raining in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. today. Our special prize is up for grabs. We got tickets. Get ready for an unforgettable evening at the O'Dwyer Wine Night. Thursday, June 6th, 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, and savor your way to an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and great company all at Hayfields Country Club in Hunt Valley. These are $125 tickets.
Ooh.
Include tastings, food, access to a first-class wine experience, all to support the O'Dwyer Retreat Center. But don't wait. This exclusive event will sell out fast. By the way, if you're looking to buy them, it's odwyerfoundation.org. And again, we've got a pair of tickets right now for Joe and Glendon. If
that's
you can
tremendous.
Correctly identify this, the following fake news story. Joe, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
All right, Joe, good luck to you.
Mm-hmm. How do you make Manischewitz wine, by the way?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought you had the answer. Right, was it a rhetorical question? Is that?
It's just a rhetorical question.
Just that's what I thought. All right.
What's your favorite Jewish wine?
Okay.
I'm going to go to Miami.
You're going to be trouble with your wife now.
That's no problem.
Story one. here we go. Last week, former Trump-hating FBI Director Jim Comey posted a threatening photo of his Instagram account with the message 8647, which can be interpreted to kill Trump. Amazon is now selling 8647 Trump assassination T-shirts, hats, and stickers. Story 2. Colorado Christian Camp is suing the state of Colorado over licensing requirements for the camp, that claims violate their religious beliefs. The camp apparently now have to make gender identity accommodations at their camp because they're licensed by the state of Colorado. They have to use pronouns. They can't misgender, and worst of all, boys identifying as girls now have to be put in girls' bunks and bathrooms as well. Story number three, O'Keefe Media Group has struck again. Following a deluge of allegations of racist hiring practices to fill city official jobs, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson was caught on tape insisting that he never discriminated against whites. But his language might lead you to believe otherwise. Quote, I've never made judgments based on the skin color of redneck whiteys. I made statement I look to black people to fill certain positions due to how loving and generous we are. But in no way should that indicate any discriminatory views on my part towards no good white trash hillbillies.
That's nuts.
All right,
I'll take offense to that.
Is a story one. Amazon selling 8647 merchandise. Story two, Colorado Christian Camp suing over the new gender identity accommodations. Story three, Chicago mayor insists he's never discriminated against white boy honky crackers.
Oh.
Bruce, you get to go first.
Oh, good. Gosh, as close to his rhetoric as he actually was, I think that story three, that might be just a bit of a fabrication. You think it's fake news?
Bruce votes for story number three. Kristen.
Yeah, I could see the Amazon thing being true, because I do have other sellers on there as well, so that might be true. And yeah, Colorado, isn't that the land of harassing bakers? So I could definitely see them now going after Christian Camp. So I think I will agree, number three, maybe it didn't go quite that far.
Maybe.
Anything is possible in today's world, but I don't
Chuck,
think so.
I'm going with one.
Chuck goes for one. All right, and Joe and Glendon.
I'm going with number one also.
Ooh, Joe also goes for number one. Nobody votes for story number two. Yeah, that's not shocking at all. Colorado, that's a true story. Story and number three, the Chicago mayor insisting he's never discriminated against white boy honky crackers. That is our fake news story of the day. Sorry about that, Joe.
And sorry,
Chuck,
Joe.
Thanks for... he did make statements about blacks being generous. Oh, and,
he didn't say it's amazing. He said he only hires black people, which to me, if you were a white mayor saying I only hire white people, there would have been a nationwide scream over this one. But here's the mayor of Chicago saying I only hire black people. And then he listed all the black people he's put in important positions in the city.
Thanks to the Babylon Bee for that story. 751. Could resist.
White boy honky crackers? Yes, he said white boy crackers, but not honky crackers.
Listening to the Morning Drive with Casey.
Shut up, sucker.
And Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the JFX, apparently there is a wreck. Again, we can't see it because there are no cameras. JFX southbound, there may have been two now in the area at Northern Parkway. We're backed up there at the city-county line. Go all the way back to Ruxton Road and probably almost back to the Beltway. So it's that type of morning now where we need to probably come down Green Spring or Falls Road, getting away from the JFX. The Beltway on the inner loop is slow coming up. Broken down vehicle apparently in the construction area. Again, the camera is out there. Can't see it. We see the impact, though. Inner loop between the Security Boulevard and Liberty Road. No shoulder available there, so the backup now on the Beltway coming up the west side is probably going to be back into the area at Wilkins Avenue. Yep, I just changed the camera. Tail end of this backup is Wilkins Avenue and 95 all the way up through I-70. Rest of the Beltway, the normal delays, all the big delays are still there. We're moving traffic, but slow at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday, wet. Rain most of the day, heavy at times, breezy, 60 showers tonight, low mid-50s, cloudy showers on and off tomorrow, mid-60s for your high. Right now, rain 58 in Arnold, 58 in Dundalk. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott a little bit later on the show, 8:37. Again, best-selling author and film critic, conservative commentator Michael Medved is going to join us. Yep. Brand new film out, coming out in June, called An American Miracle. We'll talk to him about that.
Julie Roginski, who is a way left of center consultant for the Democrats, was on CNN with Scott Jennings, and some fireworks ensued when talking about Joe Biden's cognitive decline and how somehow that was never reported on. And now Joe Biden's stage four prostate cancer, which, wow, just cropped up out of nowhere, as it does so often, you know, like never. And of course, this is now the new Democrats' attack line. Let's not talk about Joe Biden and the obvious lies that surrounded this man during and prior and now after his administration. Let's talk about Donald Trump instead.
Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I would dearly love
to see a cognitive test from him, because as somebody who's lived in the New York media market for the last 40 years, I can tell you that the Donald Trump that I knew in the 80s is not the Donald Trump that I hear today.
So your answer to the cover-up is Trump.
My answer is...
Your answer to every question is
no,
Trump.
No, my answer
is... The cover-up is the story tonight.
The president...
That's the story.
Yes, the cover-up is also the President of the United States, who happens to be Donald J. Trump today... Is okay. Not, yeah, you could laugh all you want.
I am definitely
because
laughing.
You know why
all
you're
right.
laughing?
You're
you
laughing. Wanna,
we're going to, no, no, no,
no,
we're
you don't
not
want to answer
there.
The question, Scott.
Yeah.
You're a president.
What question?
Julie, we're
what question?
There.
I'd love to see his cognitive test.
Yeah, I'd love to see his cognitive test. Look, that's not the point, ma'am. The point is that you had a President Joe Biden who and his staff surrounding him did lie about so many things for 4 years. We're seeing it in the release of the HER tapes that, no, this guy was hardly sharp as a tack. He was not as represented by Karine Jean-Pierre on a daily basis. He was barely with it whatsoever. We have more HER tape for you. If we get to it, we'll play it this morning. Otherwise, we'll bring back tomorrow morning, because it's amazing how bad this guy was. Behind closed doors, we thought the worst of him in front of the microphone. Oh, no, it was worse than that. But you don't want to talk about that. And you don't want to talk about the impossibility of a stage 4 prostate cancer simply cropping up during the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Oh, by the way, it can't happen. The way they describe it, it cannot happen. They say, oh, but it's responding to hormones. They'd have no way of knowing if indeed they discovered it when they said they discovered it for the hormones to even been given, much less to see whether or not he's responding.
Now,
it's a lie.
There are so many questions to be asked about this. Was Joe Biden really unaware that he had metastatic prostate cancer, unlikely to survive when his team announced his plans to run again?
Rahm Emanuel, his brother, the doctor, he said the guy knew when he got it.
Or maybe the plan all along was that he would knew he had cancer, would run again, kept it from the American people, and then he would reveal his diagnosis and then step down and hand the presidency off to Kamala Harris. But here's the thing I also want to point out there. Remember, there have been a number of doctors who've said they've detected cancers on steroids, turbo cancers with repeated mRNA jabs. So I don't. That might be a factor here that we're not considering. That maybe and he was jabbed up to the hilt. Maybe these jabs helped to accelerate the cancer that he was diagnosed with. We don't know.
It'd be an astounding acceleration, Sean, should that have happened.
The doctors have seen it happen. They have seen it happen with other cancers. And I'm saying, well, you can't really dismiss it. Let me ask you something. How far is your Social Security really going these days? Not that far, because of a lot of the chunk is being taken right out before you get it, before it even hits the bank, it's gone, right? Maybe you're still paying the mortgage, you got credit cards, maybe the medical expenses, or just the rising cost of everything, which is going to come down in the next few months. But if that sounds familiar, you might want to call our good buddy Mark McVeary. He's the reverse mortgage answer guy. He's helped thousands of homeowners 62 years of age and older get the money they need to stay in the home that you've worked so hard for, that you've earned over the course of your lifetime, that you love, you want to stay there. And by the way, no required monthly mortgage payment. You decide when you want to pay the loan back. A reverse mortgage pays off your existing mortgage, other debts, wiping out the monthly payments, putting money back into your pocket without giving up the ownership of your home. And the money that you get is tax-free. It's safe, federally insured, and put you in control of how you use your money. So call Mark, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070 to ask about the reverse mortgage. You'll be glad you made the call. Tell Mark that I sent you.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There could be a House vote as soon as tonight on President Trump's big, beautiful budget bill. Members of the House Rules Committee worked overnight making the legislation that's run into opposition from some Republicans. The president did some arm-twisting the other day during a visit to the Hill.
House Republicans just finished hearing from our president, and he delivered a clear message. And that message was, get the job done.
House GOP Conference Chair Lisa McClain of Michigan, Ohio's Jim Jordan, says the bill reflects Republican values.
We're the party that believes you should let mom and dads keep more of their money to chase down their goals and dreams. We're the party that believes you should actually have a secure border. This bill does it, as Chairman Green just pointed out. And we're the party that believes able-bodied adults, if they're going to get your money, should have to work.
The budget bill also includes $25 billion in seed money for the president's Golden Dome missile defense system. Mr. Trump says it would shield the continental U.S. from aerial attack. Questions abound following word of former President Biden's prostate cancer diagnosis.
Former President Joe Biden's last known prostate cancer screening was in 2014, and his office says he had never been diagnosed with the disease before last week. Biden's aides released the new details Tuesday amid skepticism that the disease could have progressed to an advanced stage without being detected. On Monday, President Trump suggested a cover-up.
That test is very standard.
While the cancer has spread to his bones and is no longer curable, it can possibly be controlled with treatment. I'm Ben Thomas.
An Orleans Parish, Louisiana jail worker accused of helping 10 inmates escape last Friday. Five of the 10 fugitives have since been recaptured. Target sales tumbled in the first quarter, the discount retailer cutting its full-year sales forecast. On Wall Street, stocks are in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the inner loop is still jammed up. If you're coming up from 95 and Wilkins Avenue and you're thinking, hey, normally in the morning it's not bad coming up the hill. Well, today it is, and there again, there was a report of a broken down vehicle. We cannot see it. The camera there just above I-70 is out, but it looks like it's definitely a problem, and if it's there, it's in that construction zone where any of the shoulder areas are not available. So that's where the problem is. Looking at the camera at Liberty Road, very light traffic right there, but that's beyond the scene. So we're backed up from, let's just say, I-70 all the way back to I-95. We still have delays. We had earlier problems. We didn't recover. Very heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX, you're slow from the Beltway through Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. There may have been two different accidents on the expressway southbound at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a washout of a day ahead of us. Plan on rain pretty much all day with cool temperatures too. Cool and breezy with highs close to 60. Some showers will continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 59 degrees. Ellicott City has 55 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen and several colleagues have introduced the Doge Bros Act. It's a long acronym, basically means they don't like Doge all that much, to safeguard the personal information of Americans. The senators say the legislation aims to hold Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency accountable for what they characterize as their continued efforts to improperly access and retain people's identifiable information, including names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, social security numbers, and financial information. Thousands of Maryland residents are expected to travel 50 miles from home or more over Memorial Day, and that means heavy traffic toward the Eastern Shore and busy security checkpoints at BWI. Nationwide, AAA is predicting that just over 45 million people will be traveling over the long holiday weekend, an increase of 1.4 million travelers compared to 2024. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the names of the parties involved in a deadly police-involved shooting in Dundalk. Baltimore County Police Officer Michael Brady shot 43-year-old Glenn Petty Jr. on Sunday evening in the 8200 block of North Boundary Road. According to the preliminary investigation, officers responded to a report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode, and the four-year veteran officer shot Petty during an exchange of gunfire. It's 8:06 on WCBM. a.m. Lottery numbers, your pick 3832, your pick 4-3868, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey. The Stein on Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long with their O's woes continue. This time the Brew Crew beat them again. This is their eighth loss in a row, 5-2 yesterday to the Milwaukee Brewers. The Orioles did eventually out-hit Milwaukee 8-7, but went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. I did stumble on an interesting statistic that I thought I'd share with you. Of course, they're 17 under 500, 13 games behind in the American League East. But since June 21st of last year, the Orioles are 42-46 in the last part of that season, and they, of course, now are 57-78 since that time. They're swept out of the postseason for a second straight year, despite losing their right-hander Corbin Burns in free agency. Mike Elias did not add a top and starting pitcher. So Brandon Hyde got fired. Mike Elias had to consult heavily with ownership before they pulled the trigger on that. But the Orioles will try it again today, this time 1-10 in Milwaukee. Elsewhere in the NBA Finals yesterday, the conference finals are underway. Top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Timberwolves 114-88. Eastern Conference Finals of the National Hockey League saw the Panthers in Game 1 defeat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-2 Game 2 Thursday night in Raleigh. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the New Jersey rep who is going to be charged in assaulting an ICE agent in Newark. Michael Medved joins us to talk about his new film based on his book, Hand of God. It's called An American Miracle. Our nation was not an accident. But leading off in this hour, once again, we find ourselves discussing the juvenile thug crime epidemic here in the city of Baltimore and in the state of Maryland. And last night there was a town hall, and there were a number of people there. Ivan Bates was there, some members of the Baltimore City Council, Mark Conway. I saw him there, as well as members of the community. There were residents of Baltimore. There were reverends and pastors, etc. Governor Moore could not be bothered to show up, however. And what's interesting to me is that Ivan Bates, and I think Ivan Bates is doing a much, much better job than Marilyn Mosby had ever done. In fact, I don't think it's even fair to put them in the same sentence. But he talked about the problem of recidivism when it comes to some of these juvenile thugs.
That meant for every four young people that came, only one out of four was detained. Three of them were sent home. Unfortunately, when they're sent home, they're going right back out there and doing some of the same behavior. This isn't about locking up young people, but sometimes young people have to have a timeout to understand their actions. And we have to give them the services that they need. But sometimes they won't sit still long enough to get the services. So for me, my solution is that we change the system so that it supports the victims, but supports young people.
What are we missing there? What do we not hear?
Discipline.
Yeah.
Consequences.
Well, timeout. That was as close.
Timeout.
That's as closest as we came to any kind of consequence or accountability. And I understand why Ivan Bates is very selective in choosing his words, because he doesn't want to offend the progressives that run the city, that run the state. But let's face it, that kind of rhetoric ain't going to cut it.
Well, of course, they considered other approaches. They considered saying, we're going to give them a stern talking to. They ran that one down. Yeah. We might ask them to go out back and find a switch. That was another one. But they decided to go with timeout instead.
Yeah.
Because that seems stronger.
And two things. One, only 25% of the people at intake are actually kept in detention or have any kind of accountability. So that means 75% of them are getting off scot-free to go out and jack cars again, to assault the elderly, to go after young women and fracture their jaws, et cetera. You need a little more stern wording than support services, okay? And that's the problem. That's the problem with the Democrats, whether it's Jill Carter, she's now gone, or Mayor Scott or Ivan Bates, whoever, they just don't understand how to talk. They keep saying young people. Well, yeah, there are a lot of young people that are good kids, and they're being caught up with the bad ones.
Thugs too.
Yeah, exactly. But they're absolute thugs. Remember when Governor Moore said this?
We had a 16-year-old involved in a fatal crash, in Howard County, and your office said that was an isolated incident. We know that instances involving juvenile and violence really is not an isolated incident, and we've had people ask, when is the governor's office going to take action? So what do you say to them?
I'd say I don't speak towards individual cases. I think individual cases and individual investigations are exactly that, so it's not appropriate for me to speak towards that. I would also say that I don't think anyone can look at the work this administration has done since day one and say that we do not take public safety as our number one priority.
Really? I'm sorry. I can look and say, you do not take it as a priority.
Wait a minute. Do you know who was not at the town hall meeting last night? DJS.
Yeah.
So how can you sit there and tell us that that's your number one priority? You don't even send anybody to represent you at the state level, at the Department of Juvenile Services.
That's because DJS is off telling these miscreant youths, they're saying, we're going to give you a piece of our mind. That's something else they considered instead of a timeout. But DJS is out of going that route. It's amazing, Sean. 8:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. The problem is, Chuck, I've been giving people pieces of my mind for so long, there's virtually none of it left.
No, not much. My new title is the Baron of Gray Matter.
Yeah, I like that.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
I own some land out in Ocala, so come see me sometime. The inner loop is still slow. If you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue, it's a broken down vehicle. And again, we can't see it, but we still see the ramifications. It's on the inner loop between I-70 and Liberty Road. We don't have a camera, and they will not turn the camera to the north of I-70. I don't know why. That may help us to give an idea which lane it's in, but we're still backed up. And it's a light rain there again on the west side, so it's just, I almost said something bad. It's just aggravating. Situation there on the inner loop. JFX, you're slow. Ruxton Road, Northern Parkway, City County Line. Maybe two different accidents around Northern Parkway. And again, we have no cameras there. They don't, they have speed cameras, but they make money. The regular cameras don't make any money, so they don't work. Maybe we could set up something for those cameras. You could ride by and put a quarter in, and we could get it to work.
Can we get like a 5% overage?
No, I just believe you. I would take a roll of quarters and make it work every day if I could. There's a new wreck downtown, Cathedral Street at Preston Street. I mean, that's right in downtown. We had the wreck earlier, Lock Raven at Cold Spring Lane. Both the tunnels are still backed up. That's the normal heavy traffic southbound. And again, light rain kind of overspreading the area once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast before, today is rain, and more rain most of the day. Heavy at times, breezy in a high near 60. Showers continue overnight. Low to mid-50s right now. Rain 57 in the city, and it is 58 in Annapolis. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, it's 8:16. Once again, it's time for us to find out which lefty has lost it. So please, come to the circus. Enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Governor Faubus, who says he's a white guy and he only hires other white people. There's white women and white men, and only white women and white men, because the white men and white women are nicer than all the other shades of human beings. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That would be incredibly racist, wouldn't it? Instead, this is the mayor of the city of Chicago, Brandon Johnson.
Some detractors that will push back on me and say, you know, the only thing that the mayor talks about is the hiring of black people. No, what I'm saying is when you hire our people, we always look out for everybody else. Business and Economic Neighborhood Development, the deputy mayor, is a black woman.
Racist.
Department of Planning and Development is a black woman.
Racist.
Infrastructure deputy mayor is a black woman.
Racist.
Chief operations officer is a black man.
Racist.
Budget director is a black woman.
Racist.
Senior advisor is a black man.
Racist. Yeah. But of course, that's not racist at all.
Well, they'll find out, because Harmeet Dillon, over in the Civil Rights Division, along with Leo Terrell, of the Justice Department, are now looking in to Mr. Johnson's hiring practices.
Orville Faubus, no difference, really, except for the shade of the skin. Mr. Johnson, please get back into the clown car and get your butt out of here. Talk Radio 6. To me, that was one of the more astounding things I heard.
Yeah.
I said, you're kidding me.
So we're talking about the ongoing, the big juvenile crime town hall last night. And as I said, I don't mean to be hard on Ivan Bates, because I think he's done, it's a day and night difference between Merrill Mosby and what he's done. But I still think he's caught up with this, the progressive lexicon of support services, timeouts, you know, some of these people are just evil. They're just evil thugs. I don't care what age they are. They're just evil thugs. And they have to be treated and charged as adults, like he just did with the 70-year-old that carjacked. And obviously, if the person that is responsible for the killing of Bonnie Griffith, that should be charged as an adult as well. But residents reacting last night to what they heard at this town hall.
When you're afraid to leave your house, something's not right.
Or frustrated.
How would you describe juvenile crime right now in the city and across the state?
Absolutely horrible. I mean, I can't imagine that I have seen this happen to our city.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't.
Well, I would just disagree. It's entirely predictable. We've seen it happen in every other city run by progressive Democrats. I don't care what city it is. If it's a progressive Democrat running the city or running the state, they do not know how to handle crime.
Correct.
They're not law and order people. Their ideology is anything but. Because they think any brown or black individual that's put behind bars is there for the wrong reasons.
Okay, think about this. If you were an individual, you were colorblind, could not see the color green, and there's an outbreak of green crime or green misbehavior, you couldn't see that color, so you couldn't define that a crime was even going on. These people are colorblind in a certain sense, that they're unwilling to look beyond their ideology to say, what we're doing doesn't work. Everything here is green, so it must be working.
Well, yeah, and here's a novel concept. If you wondered about support services, with all due respect, Mr. City State's Attorney, one of those support services would be the education system. Okay? What the hell are you doing about the education system? I know that's not your job. That's Dr. Santelisa's job and the city school board. But you are failing children miserably in Baltimore City, and you're condemning them, in many cases, to choose alternatives. And sometimes they get with the wrong crowd. And sometimes they make the wrong decisions. And that ends up with a life of crime. So if you want to focus on support services, give them a good education. It's unbelievable. All right, we'll get your calls and comments and more. You'll hear from Pastor P.M. Smith here in just a second. You know, I want to tell you, there are a number of advertisers who have been supportive of WCBM over the years. You probably know them by name. They've been long-term sponsors of WCBM. One of them is Tim Munson at AES Builders and Home Improvements. And Tim, for 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. And you probably know their slogan by now: when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. And he's lived by that. In fact, Tim came up with that slogan himself. I think he said it was divinely inspired. That's what he told me. Just trying to figure out a slogan one day, and it all of a sudden came to him. And of course, he's lived by that slogan for years. And having earned over 43 Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. And now, they never cut corners. They never bid out to subcontractors. And they always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, they offer a free concierge service, which makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great offer for you this spring for the first 25 customers, new customers that call in. AES will take $2,500 off any addition, be it kitchen or bath remodeling or whatever project. Call today, 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Tell them I told you to call, or go to aeshome.us. When they'll be done, you will be happy. Don't forget that special offer. Call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Parson Show.
That's the fact, Jack.
Hey, guys. Wednesday on the show, Marco Rubio shreds Chris Van Hollen like carnitas.
That's my boy.
Houses are out of range for most middle-class Americans, but that's about to change. And Jake Tapper goes on the Megyn Kelly Show. Big mistake.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Noon to 3 on WCBN. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Right, there's a new report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. Southbound 95. It's reported between White Marsh Boulevard and the Beltway. There's actually a state trooper with a vehicle southbound in the express lane at White Marsh Boulevard. I'm not sure if that's it, but we'll get an eyeball on that as soon as we can. The inner loop backup is still slow from a broken down vehicle that was in the area between I-70 and Liberty Road. Apparently still there. It's in that construction zone, and I guess we kind of overlooked the fact that it's also affecting the ramp from 70 inbound. One of our listeners called, said 70's backed up. And I went over there and looked. Yeah, it's all the way back to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. You're having a hard time getting off of I-70 onto the inner loop because of that slowdown on the inner loop because of the broken down vehicle just north of I-70. JFX still slow. And again, a listener called, said a couple of vehicles hit the guardrail near Northern Parkway. There are actually two reports there of different accidents. The backup at Northern Parkway goes all the way back on the JFX to between Ruxton Road and the Beltway. Very slow through there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for Wednesday: rain most of the day, heavy at times, breezy, 60 right now, rain in 58 in Middle River. It is 58 and raining in Edgewater. Pastor P.M. Smith, I thought it had an interesting take on this whole thing with this juvenile crime regarding Governor Moore, who you just heard him say public safety is his number one priority. Pastor Smith says, until more pressure is brought to bear on Governor Moore, don't expect any changes.
I cannot understand why our governor won't check that until we make certain that he understands that his job is in jeopardy. he's not going to do anything. Until his job, until his political career is in jeopardy, he's not going to do anything to solve, to even address, let alone solve this problem of juvenile crime.
Now, 3 years in, juvenile crime is getting worse, not better. Secretary Schiraldi was hired to reform DJS. He's made it worse, not better. Those are the facts. Those are the data points, and the results speak for themselves. And Ivan Bates, I do agree with him on this. You can talk about crime being down in the city and maybe down in the state, but sometimes perception is reality.
Phenomenal young people doing some phenomenal things with some phenomenal programs. But we also have a number of other issues going on. We also have to understand the perception is the reality of the individual that's living in that community. And their reality, and I hear it time and time again, is that they're fearful to go out.
And that's a great point, because Governor Moore isn't living in these neighborhoods, okay? I don't even know where Ivan Bates lives, okay? But many of these elected officials don't live in these neighborhoods that are just rampant with crime and that are being carjacked, being assaulted, etc. And they're but for the grace of God, go I. I mean, Bonnie Griffith just happened to driving down the road, was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and now she's dead.
Yeah.
Because juveniles stole a car. So, again, perception is reality, but sometimes reality is even worse. Let's go to the phones. Jay is on Tillman Island. Good morning, Jay. Good
morning, Jay. Jay could not hang with us. Let's try a Joe in Parkville. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I'm wondering, they keep saying ankle monitoring. Can we sue them for false advertising because they're not monitoring?
Yeah.
I mean, if they were monitoring when somebody leaves their house that they're not supposed to leave, then they would go after them then, not wait 24 hours.
Well, as we understand it, because Mackenzie, we talked with Mackenzie Frost about this in the past at Fox 45, there are two types of monitors. There's the regular monitor, which you just break the barrier and an indicator and alarm goes off. Then there's the GPS monitor, where as long as you're wearing the monitor, they can track you down. They know where you are. So I think the vast majority of, I guess it depends on the type of offender. If you're a violent offender, maybe you get the GPS. If you're just a low-level offender, you get just the regular ankle monitor. I don't know. But you're right about who is doing the monitoring. There aren't enough people to monitor the number of people that get these ankle bracelets. So
it's thanks, Joe.
Allow us to do public service by doing that and work off a traffic ticket or something like that.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. Of course, I'm much more of a troglodyte than you guys are. I think that the same technology that can be used to keep your dog in your yard should be integrated into these monitors.
Oh, by the invisible fence?
Yeah.
Except it wouldn't be fair to put the collar around their neck. We could put it around another part of their anatomy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That'll get their attention.
You
no
got
doubt.
It, Joe.
Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Coming up after the 8:30 news, Michael Medved's going to join us. He's got a brand new film out based on his book, Hand of God. It's all about the American miracle, meaning the founding of our nation. Our nation is no accident. And it's a fascinating film, and we'll talk with Michael about that. Speaking of Michael's, Michael Friedman in the law firm, of course, just talked to Stephen Friedman earlier this week, and just talked to Michael as well. And something that they continually try to remind us is, you know, the best defense is sometimes having a good offense and making sure that you go on the offense, get that insurance policy out, review it, make sure that you have the proper coverages, uninsured, underinsured, personal injury protection. These are all coverages in your insurance policy that you pay for. They're going to help protect you. For instance, uninsured, motorist that hits you that has no insurance, you're covered. Underinsured, motorist that hits you that doesn't have enough insurance, you're covered. Personal injury protection is also an important factor. So, again, the state of Maryland only recommends 30,000, 60,000 of uninsured, underinsured. Michael was recommending 100,000, 300,000. So, any questions about coverage, call 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203. For the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, it's 8:30, time for news headlines, and here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has signed the state's 2026 budget into law as part of this final bill signing ceremony of the year. The governor says the $67 billion spending plan addresses the state's $3 billion deficit and the impact of federal funding cuts. Moore says the budget turns the inherited deficit into a surplus while keeping the rainy day fund 8% above the recommended levels. Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly shooting in Halethorpe. Officers found 20-year-old Tyler Tunstall, that's T-U-N-S-T-A-L-L-E, wounded near Hollins Ferry in Lansdowne May 14th. He died 5 days later in the hospital. Police are asking for tips and say a reward is now being offered by Metro Crime Stoppers of up to $2,000. Baltimore City Fire Department will use cutting-edge technology to ensure faster and more precise emergency response during time. That's emergency response time during the Artscape Festival. The AI-enhanced system integrates geolocation with real-time emergency call routing within the event to pinpoint and prioritize incidents in all seven Artscape zones. Here's the way it works. Emergency calls originating from these zones will automatically be diverted away from the main 911 call center and directed to dedicated dispatchers at the festival, allowing 911 operators to focus on citywide operations. And the new system active throughout the Artscape Festival and during other major events in the city. And Baltimore City has released more information on the impact and damage caused by Friday's EF1 tornado. Tornado touched down Federal Hill Park at around 5:50 p.m., traveled east toward the Patapsco, crossed south into Canton, where it caused tree damage. It took out some of the shops at Canton Crossing, where it damaged the roof of the Merritt Athletic Club, and moved on from there. 8:32 right now on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick 3 lottery, 832. Pick 4, 3868. Now at 833, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the situation here on the west side beltway, in addition to the normal delay on the outer loop, which is 795 down through Frederick Road, and of course that's stop and go with the light rain. We've had this broken down vehicle, which we have not ever seen. Only seeing the backup, the broken down vehicle was on the inner loop above I-70 and before Liberty Road. Normally we get a breakdown there. It's up around Windsor Mill Road. It's in that construction area. The state highway never turned the camera back that way to give us a view of exactly what's going on. But it's been a long time because the traffic up at Liberty Road is still very sparse through that area coming up. So all this traffic is backed up there at I-70 down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. 70 inbound is slow from the Howard County and the Baltimore County line at the Patapsco River Bridge. So a very long delay there as well. JFX, you still have delays. We had the wrecks southbound at Northern Parkway, delays on the expressway this morning, back even beyond Ruxton Road. So if you're coming off the Beltway, you may want to think about Green Spring Avenue or Falls Road. There is a new wreck right around the ramp at 197 and the BWD Parkway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a washout of a day ahead of us. Plan on rain pretty much all day with cool temperatures too. Cool and breezy with highs close to 60. Some showers will continue tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary is off today. Sean Casey sitting in. Style on Sports sponsored by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it's now eight in a row. It's worst since 2021. Worst losing streak for the Birds. The Brew Crew beat him yesterday by a score of 5-2. Once again, the timely hitting's not there. Runners in scoring position, we're 1-for-7. We actually out-hit the Brewers 8-7, but again, pitching was not there when you needed it. Getting lost, Chase McDermott, three runs given in 4 2/3 inning of relief. So the Birds now have lost 8 straight, 4 in a row since they have a new manager. 17 under 500, 13 games behind the American League East. And I just saw this statistic that in the last 100 games, the Orioles are 49-51. So they've not been good playing good baseball for quite some time. And so shouldn't Mike Elias have known that? Should he have tried to do something else to bolster the roster? Well, yeah, new ownership coming in. There were a lot of variables there. But as of right now, they just got to play yourself out of this streak. And they'll try it again today. 1-10, Orioles versus the Brewers in Milwaukee before they head over to Boston to take on the Red Sox. NFL stars will be able to represent their nations at the next Summer Olympics during the league's spring meeting in Minneapolis. Owners unanimously approved a proposal for players to participate in flag football, which, by the way, is 5-on-5, smaller field, different rules, and again, you don't need the big offensive linemen. So the question is, which Ravens might be willing to participate in a flag football game in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics? Well, quarterback Lamar Jackson comes to mind. Wide receiver Zay Flowers, perhaps. You need quick guys, lateral, multi-talented athletes. People like Kyle Hamilton. Nate Wiggins might be another good match. I don't know about Derrick Henry. His bruising bone over the might not be the kind of guy you're looking for, but he might surprise you. Never know. But the big question here is, will the Ravens as a club and will the players themselves want to risk injury?
No.
In a meaningless, this is not a real football game. It's a flag football game. Yes, you're playing for your country, but it just remains to be seen. By the way, the NFL owners are going to basically vote on whether they're going to ban the tush push made famous in Philadelphia later on today. NBA Conference Finals, the Oklahoma City toppled the Timberwolves 114-88. And in game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL, it was the Panthers 5, the Canes 2, game 2 tomorrow night in Raleigh. At 8:37, that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:38. Next year will be the 250th anniversary of the founding of our country, 2026. And joining us now on our newsmaker hotline is best-selling author, conservative commentator, and nationally syndicated radio host Michael Medved. His book, Hand of God, was the inspiration for this new film, The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident. Michael, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and great to speak with you.
So you got the film. It's debuting in theaters starting next month. It's starring Kevin Sorbo. Pat Boone is in it and others. And what I really love about your book, number one, and of course the film that was inspired by it, is this concept of the invisible hand, that the providence of God has been with us since the founding days of our nation. And is that the reference to the American Miracle in your title?
Yes, it is indeed, and that's the title of the film and the book, is The American Miracle, and the subtitle is Our Nation is No Accident, and that was something that the founders shared. The founders were very different in their religious outlook. They weren't all devout or traditional Christians, but even people like Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, who were nonconformists in religious outlook, believed firmly and staked their lives on it that America was not just a coincidence, that it was part of a plan. And Washington used that term, the invisible hand, saying that we must be grateful to the invisible hand who has allowed this nation to arise. That was part of his first inaugural address.
Michael, you're swimming.
Our first president.
I'm so sorry, Michael. You're swimming kind of against the cultural tide, and I'm glad you are on this. The idea somehow that we are divinely inspired, the founding was divinely inspired, goes against the current secular thought that religion has had nothing to do with the founding of our country. That the people who signed the Declaration weren't particularly religious people. They were monotheists and atheists, etc., etc. How do you find the swim so far?
The film Swim is actually the water's fine. And part of what the movie has to do with, and the book documents also, is crossings of water. The Continental Army, which was fighting the Revolution, came literally incredibly close to being destroyed by the British after the Battle of Brooklyn in 1776, and this is right after the Declaration of Independence. But there was a fog that came up on Manhattan Island and actually allowed them to escape in the middle of the night. And it was one of those things that even the British generals who saw this happening said, this is not some kind of chance occurrence, that this is actually an act of God. And when you have your enemies conceding that I think is part of what united the founders with this belief. And the film covers 50 years of American history, from the time the Declaration of Independence was signed and promulgated and was out there for the public, and the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in 1826, because something unbelievable happened on that day. Is it was the same day, July 4th, 1826, 50 years of American history, where both Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration, and John Adams, who was the leading voice for independence in the Continental Congress, they both died on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And people... and this is dramatized in the film. We actually filmed part of this in Faneuil Hall in Boston, where it happened. Daniel Webster gave one of the most famous speeches that nobody knows about, but a speech about God's providence and how the fact that Jefferson and Adams were called up to heaven on the same day. And they were both incredibly old for that time. Adams was 90 years old. Jefferson was 83. And again, you mentioned people in the film. The old Thomas Jefferson is played by Pat Boone. And young Thomas Jefferson is played by Kevin Sorbo.
Just incredible. If you'll hold that thought, Michael, for just a second, we have a brief pause for traffic. We want to hear about the invisible hand, how it may have protected General Washington during those days.
8:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Now we're back here on I-70 looking at the traffic, trying to get in from Howard County. And the problem is when you come in from the Patapsco River Bridge, and then a mile before the Beltway, the ramp that takes you to the inner loop of the Beltway is backed up because of a broken down vehicle between I-70 and Liberty Road, which we have never laid eyes on because the state highway won't turn the camera to the north to let us know which lane it's in. But the impact has been there. This thing has been more than an hour on this side of the Beltway. We're still slow coming up from Wilkins Avenue and from Frederick Road and Route 40 West, but overall, it's still backed up I-70. And if you're coming in from Howard County, you know, you might want to jump down, maybe pick up Route 40. coming in from that area into the Beltway and then make your move from there. But the Beltway is a mess right now because of that broken down vehicle and now the light rain in the area. We still have delays going south into both the Harvard Tunnels. JFX has been slow coming south through the city county line, and that was backed up because of two different accidents in the area at Northern Parkway. Still backed up. I'm just going to change the camera here. Still slow from Ruxton Road and the Beltway all the way down through Northern Parkway and through that area. And if you're on the BW Parkway, the late accident there at the ramp at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, rain most of the day, heavy at times, breezy and 60. It's 56 and raining in Columbia, 58 rain in Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline is best-selling author, conservative commentator, national syndicated radio host Michael Medved. The movie and the book, The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident. By the way, you can go to AmericanMiracleMovie.com for more information and participating box offices, etc. But you write in the book, and of course we in the film about George Washington, our first president, our general, that he might have been guided by that invisible hand. How so?
Well, he mentions the invisible hand in his first inaugural address, and in fact, I had thought at one point of titling the book "The Invisible Hand," but then that sounds like a horror movie.
And, so true.
And that is not what it is, as sometimes American history seems like a horror movie recently, but that's not the intention. Part of what he meant was that his first experience of combat was in the French and Indian War, in what was called Braddock's Defeat. It's the Battle of Monongahela. It was near current-day Pittsburgh. And it was a disaster for the British. It was the biggest disaster in the history of the British Army at that point. And Washington was on the British side. He was an American militia officer. And there were 70 officers who came out to battle that day. And of those officers who were horseback, they all were either wounded or killed. And Washington had four bullets through his coat. He had a bullet through his hat. He had two horses shot out from under him. And he was unscathed. And this began the belief when he was 23 years old, before he had any national fame at all, that he had been designated for special protection. And it's something that he took very seriously in his life. And there is actually a dramatization in the film of an encounter he had shortly after that battle, where one of the Indian chiefs in the Iroquois Nation who had been fighting against him that day talked about how he had been designated by the Great Spirit for greatness. And it's remarkable when you go back and you look at someone who is obscure, whose future is so well predicted.
Michael Medved is with us. Michael, I'm going to move back on a paragraph or two, because I think the relationship between Adams and Jefferson is a fascinating one because it speaks so directly to the American experience. They were friends at the Declaration. They were friends until roughly 1801, when they faced each other as a run for the presidency. Adams was a Federalist. He believed that the federal government should be strong and centralized. Jefferson was the anti-Federalist and wanted a much more decentralized kind of government. They became political enemies, and they held on to that status until their mutual death on that July 4th. And when Adams died, as a recognition of the strength of the Republic form of government, his last words were, "Thomas Jefferson survives." I think that's a fascinating observation. These guys, for 50 years, were political enemies, and Adams' last thought was, "Jefferson is still there to preserve the Republic."
Well, their last 20 years of a long life, and this is a message for Americans today, they ran against each other for president twice. In 1796, the first time they ran, Adams won, barely. And then the second time they ran, there was a contested election, and Jefferson won, barely. And you're right, they were bitter enemies. They certainly didn't communicate with each other. But then they they restored their friendship. And they actually corresponded every week, literally. They lived in different parts of the country. But those were great days of letter writing. And some of those letters, that correspondence is incredible, because they shared a common love for this experiment that, they had made. And they actually felt that it was God's will that their friendship had been restored. And there are eyewitnesses who were there on the 4th of July, 1826, who claim that what they actually heard Adams say as he was expiring at 90 years old and listening to fireworks from out his window, and there was actually a thunderstorm at the same time, that he said, liberty is safe. Jefferson still lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, Jefferson had actually died a couple of hours before.
Yeah. It's an incredible story, a great book, and now made into a film, The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident. In theaters for a limited three-day engagement, June 9, 10, and 11. Tickets are available right now at fathomentertainment.com, or for more information, AmericanMiracleMovie.com. Michael, thanks for joining us, and thanks for making this wonderful movie.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, thank you for your kind words. And the movie has a premiere at the Kennedy Center. Which we're very honored about, with a number of dignitaries. And again, for a film that has been the product of so much work and love and is meant to inspire people with our common love for country, we're looking forward to all of that.
And I would imagine that on the red carpet, you'll have people asking you what your wardrobe is made of.
What was made of?
Yeah, what your wardrobe is made of. Are you wearing Dior or...
Yes, my wardrobe. We're not throwing in colonial dress.
Very good. Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Best of luck on the movie, and thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. That's Michael.
Appreciate it. Have a good week.
You too. Michael Medved. Rescue Natural Supplements. I want to remind you that they, of course, now have the Memorial Day sale going on right now, rolling back pricing to 2010. So you already see the prices will be marked down, heavily discounted at the website res-q.com. All of our product, all of the inventory, whether it's omega-3s, whether it's Ideal Weight, or whether it's Rescue PM or LDLX Q10, or whether it's Metabolock or the Men's and Women's 360 multivitamins, all of it has been discounted right now. And you can also take advantage of this special offer. Buy three, get two free of the same item. So if you like an item, you want to stock up on that, you can, for instance, the Rescue 1250, you can buy three of those and get two free as well. So go to res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Wicker.
All right, so I can't say for sure that this broken down vehicle is gone from the interloop north of I-70. The state highway never turned the camera back around. We could see it, but the pace on the beltway now is much better, coming up from Route 40 through there and then eventually up towards Liberty Road. So that's going to help out the ramp from I-70 coming into the Beltway, which is still backed up to the Patapsco River Bridge. But we're making progress. It's raining. It's just aggravating everything. So we're still backed up on the west side. The outer loop is still 795 down through Frederick Road. The inner loop is better north of Route 40, but 70 is still backed up. trying to get to the Beltway from the west side. JFX, you've had delays. We had several accidents southbound near Northern Parkway. We still see brake lights there coming south through Ruxton Road. The northeast side around Hartford Road, some slowing. Leftover backing still there. It's going to be there for a while at both the Harbor Tunnels and the wreck on the VW Parkway was at the ramp at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, rain expected most of the day, heavy at times, breezy, high near 60, showers continue overnight, and lows in the mid-50s. Right now we're looking at 55 and rain in Pikesville, and it's 57 with rain in Arnold. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
What are the big acronyms out right now, Sean? Is FAFO, and we all know what the first F stands for, but it's and find out. And one woman who is now in that and find out process is the woman who gave a stiff arm and a couple of nice football moves to one or two ICE agents in Newark last week. Congresswoman, LaMonica McIver, rather. And she says, asking afterwards, once charges have been filed against her for assault, well, would you do anything differently?
Would you have done anything differently? No, I would not have. Once again, we showed up there to do a job. We were there for an oversight visit. We have done this before.
Oh, yeah. We've done this before. Yes, with an appointment made. And they showed you through no problems at all. And after this nonsense took place, you made the appointment and again were able to be guided through no problem at all by the people from ICE.
Congresswoman, you are now facing a federal charge, though. Are you afraid of what's going to transpire now?
I mean, it's super unfortunate that we have come to this point, you know, in America, that this is what we see happening to leaders who are trying to do their jobs, whether it's the mayor of the largest city, whether it's a judge. You know, we've seen this administration come after and attack, you know, leaders for doing their jobs. It's political intimidation, and I will not be intimidated.
Oh, I will not be intimidated. No, but your intent was to intimidate those ICE officers when you physically accosted them.
Yeah, your job does not include physical assaulting a federal law enforcement officer with shoving them in the back, giving him forearm shivers.
I was expecting a shot to the knees. I thought that was going to be next. Yeah. Look, what she did was way, way out of line, and now she's playing Little Miss Pollyanna. Who, me? Gosh, I didn't have to do anything wrong. They're just picking on me somewhat because I'm doing good things and they're doing bad things. Cam McCormick is in a very, very different fashion.
Listen, you lay hands on an officer, you are going to face the consequences. This is an F around find out moment, and she is about to find out. Yeah. You cannot pull the victim card and say that you were in the wrong when you were literally shoving and throwing hands. The evidence is very clear. There is no video that proves that she was the victim in this. I mean, she absolutely was the aggressor, and just because you wear this pin, it does not give you privileges to have a double set of standards of the law.
Yeah, and that is why the Department of Justice has said, yeah, what she did was criminal activity. We're going to go after it. Now, where this goes from here, I don't know. It may be that she'll be charged, as she has been, just as the mayor of Newark was charged, and his charges were later dropped. It could be this is as far as it goes.
Well, a magistrate judge has now stepped in on that and put a halt to the dismissal of those charges. I don't know what Alina Haba is doing. This is the reason why our side always loses. When you have somebody that's violated the law, you press the charges.
Yes.
I mean, look what they did with Donald Trump, even when there was no foundational crime there committed whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, they made it up. So we've got to, you know, I'm not saying do what they did, but enforce the law. I'm disappointed in Alina Haba and what she did in New Jersey. Maybe she was instructed to do that. I don't know. But at the end of the day, now Andrew Cuomo is under federal criminal investigation.
Right.
So let's see what the investigation shows. If there were crimes committed, fine. Then charge and put before a grand jury. If not, then you walk away. But you don't do what they did. At the end of the day.
Yes. You don't cost somebody in a uniform like that troubles ahead.
Troubles ahead if you're trying to sell your home and you don't have Vinny Steele on board. I got to tell you right now, Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, is the guy you want to call. Because he's got the guarantee is once you sign on the dotted line, you agree on asking price, you agree on the time frame, your home is sold. It's guaranteed to sell. So much so that if your home doesn't sell for that price during that time frame, then he buys it from you, pays you in cash. He can do that because he's got tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase a home even before it hits the open market. So Vinny's been doing this a long time to great success. He's got all sorts of programs, the trade in your home program, the sell your home, stay in your home program, and of course the fixer upper program. He'll give you all the details on those. He really has a lot of different ways he can help you sell and move your home, because after all, that's what you want in the long run. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. That's going to do it for me. I won't be back for a while. Kim is next. Until tomorrow morning, Bruce will be here. God bless our troops. God bless America. See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.